Blog Talk Radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome, everyone. You are tuned in to the Silver Lining Radio Show with your host, Marcus Silva, here on Freedomizer Radio. Very great to be back with you after a one-week missing status while I was out of town for work. I wasn't able to be on the show last week, but if you tuned in, you were able to listen to a rebroadcast of one of my favorite shows since I've started doing the Silver Lining. And you got to hear from David Crowley, who is the director of the Greystake film. You also got to hear from Sean Wright from We Are Change Minnesota. It was a great interview, and it was just a great show overall. That's why I ended up having you guys tune into that show. But we're back. It's the new day. And got a great show for you today. Got a lot that I want to try to get into. I don't know if I'll have enough time for everything. But what I will have time for is new music. Going to be playing some new music from a new artist that I have not played yet here on the Silver Lining Radio Show. So you'll be hearing a song from the band All My Sins Remembered. Great act. I've been listening to the song over the last couple of days, and it's really good stuff. So we'll get you to tune into that. And then also, I will be having a special guest today on the show about the half-hour mark, at about around 8:30, a little bit after 8:30. We're going to get Young Glenn on the air, and we're going to talk with him about lots of stuff. We're going to talk about the collaborative mixtape that he put together with some friends of his and a couple other individuals in the truth movement. The mixtape is called Revolutionary Ways. Lots of great music on here. I mean, if you're tired of listening to the mainstream, the whole mainstream hip-hop scene, and you want some songs that have some substance and that have a good message and they're trying to educate people, this is what you need to be listening to. So we're gonna bring Young Glenn on in about half an hour. We're going to talk about activism. We're going to talk about his mixtape. Talk a little bit about himself, and we're also going to be having an exclusive on-air performance by Young Glenn. He's going to be performing one of the songs from his mixtape. It's going to be the first time that I've done anything like this, so it's going to be very, very awesome. I'm very excited. So let's go ahead and jump right into the show. You know, it's been very busy in this country when it comes to the political spectrum and the current election. I know a lot of people are really fed up with hearing what's been going on with this election, and it's just been so much chaos. And just from the very beginning, there's been fraud, and it's just been very ridiculous to watch, especially for myself, who, you know, this is the first election cycle that I've actually paid attention to and wanted to find out more about how it works. And, you know, I'm relatively young. I'm 26 years old. But, you know, I got really interested in the political system and the political process and how it works out. And it was very, very upsetting, to say the least, to see what was going on at the Republican National Convention. And, you know, since the election started, I've talked about it on the show, you know, briefly. But since the election started, there's been an effort to marginalize and really just black out the Ron Paul campaign and any effort that he's made to have any type of success. You know, just if they weren't blacking him out completely out of debate and just the conversation in general, they were, you know, bringing up false claims against him to try to damage his reputation. There's also been just rampant corruption when it comes to the delegate process. You know, Ron Paul was going around the country and he was getting delegates in many, many states. In many of the states, he had a majority of the delegates, enough to get a 15-minute speech at the convention and to be on the ballot at the convention. Well, over the last couple months leading up to the convention, there was an effort being made by the Mitt Romney campaign and the GOP and the Republican National Convention to steal the delegates from Ron Paul through various ways, by forcing delegates in Maine, Massachusetts, to sign an affidavit claiming that they would vote for Mitt Romney and not for Ron Paul. He's still trying to pressure delegates into voting a particular way. And also in Maine and many other states where delegates were just flat out unseated. You know, Ron Paul supporters and delegates were forced to compromise in places like Louisiana and give up so many delegates, which when that was applied to many states, what ended up happening was Ron Paul ended up losing the five states that he needed to have a spot in the convention, speaking and being on the ballot. So there's just so many things being done against this man. Well, but when the convention rolls around, it didn't stop. You know, Ron Paul was backed into a corner and was told that he could speak at the convention as long as his speech was allowed to be edited by the RNC. He also had to give a definite endorsement of Mitt Romney, and he rejected both of those offers and chose to speak at his own rally. Speech was great. You know, it was really just what he's been saying this whole time, what he's been saying for the last 30 years. But, you know, I really would have wished that he would have brought more attention to what was going on in the election cycle and you know, calling people out for what they were doing. It would have been nice to have seen him call out the Romney campaign for stealing delegates and for committing all the stuff that they were doing, but it didn't happen. So as the convention goes along, tensions end up becoming heated because delegates are being ignored on the floor whenever votes come up. You know, I've watched the videos, and it was just very apparent that the Paul delegates had the numbers and had the support at times. Even other delegates who were not affiliated with Ron Paul were protesting against the measures that were being made to keep the Paul delegation from being heard. Many things were done. Rules were changed at the last moment. And it was just for somebody such as myself and others who have been keeping an eye on this entire election cycle and watching it as it proceeded and seeing how Ron Paul was treated, it wasn't a surprise. But it did seem as if it was a surprise to, you know, pundits in the mainstream media and just average Americans who happened to be tuned in. You know, after the convention, I talked to many people who were just completely shocked that Ron Paul's delegates were as disrespected as they were. And, you know, I wasn't surprised because I've been seeing it happen for a while now. But it is nice to know that people are starting to now see what's going on and seeing how opinions that differ from the establishment are completely overlooked and ignored and degraded and kept from becoming louder. So in a way, the establishment, the political establishment, the left-right paradigm, you know, and these people who are controlling our system did us a favor by televising what they did in Tampa. You know, many more people are awake to what's going on because of what they did. Now, at the convention, there was also a heavy, heavy police state going on. I mean, the presence of militarized police was astounding. I mean, they were everywhere, dressed exactly like soldiers during a wartime. What was really interesting was a local group from here in Houston, Texas, was detained by the TSA and by members of the security element there for recording a video and just happening to show the TSA as they were inside of bus stations conducting groping measures and you know, just typical TSA bullshit that everyone is familiar with. And they were exposed for doing these things on the streets of Tampa and being in the bus stations. The Houston Freethinkers, who were this organization that was targeted by the TSA, had multiple members who were detained. Derek Bros, one of the leading members and founders of the Houston Freethinkers, was one of the individuals who was detained. You know, luckily they were released. They were approached and threatened with detainment if they didn't present some type of identification, and it was just complete bullshit is what it was. But as I said, the Houston Freethinkers were released. They were able to get their story out. And then they were also able to continue with what they were in Florida in the first place. They were able to continue their coverage of the RNC, and it was totally unlike anything you would have seen on the mainstream. You know, a really great video that I just watched was a debate that was conducted between Derek Bros of the Houston Freethinkers and candidate for president under the Democratic ticket, Vermin Supreme. Very, very good debate, very funny debate. So if you're listening and you want to check it out, you could just go straight to YouTube and just type in Houston Freethinkers and Vermin Supreme debate, and you'll find that up. And it's some good stuff. It'll have you laughing, but they do also have, you know, good information that was given. So, you know, chaos, RNC, police state, crazy technology being used, predictive technology that predicts crimes, such as, you know, the movie Minority Report. There were no reports of this being used to arrest anybody. Now there was a story coming from the Democratic National Convention that happened this past week that I read, and I'm not too for sure on the details of it, but it was a story that I read about a young man who was arrested the young individual who was arrested for planning the protest. So, you know, whether or not that predictive technology was used, it still remains to be seen. But you are definitely seeing measures that were and laws that were signed, such as H.R. 347, which is, you know, pretty much bans free speech and the right to assemble. You're seeing these things used now, such as at the Democratic National Convention, where this individual was arrested for planning the protest. You know, it's not the first time this year that this has been used. You know, in Chicago during the NATO protest, there were individuals who were arrested for planning the protest as well. So, you know, it's the stuff that people are talking about when it comes to these extreme measures being taken by our government. We're not making this stuff up. We're not saying this stuff because we like to hear ourselves talk or we like to invoke fear into people. It's happening right before us, and not enough people are paying attention for us to have any type of a significant impact. So, you know, back to the RNC, you know, as was expected, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan were selected as the presidential and the vice presidential nominee after everything that we talked about just recently and delegates being ignored, buses full of delegates being halted and not allowed to continue on to the convention. There were busloads of delegates that were sent in the wrong direction as the convention, being led away to keep them from having any type of presence. And it got to the point where Paul delegates walked off the floor. I believe they were the delegates from Maine. They just walked out in protest. You know, they already had their governor refuse to attend the convention because of what was going on and because the Maine delegates were being forced to compromise and give up their delegate status. But it really was great to see, you know, even in times such as these where we're getting screwed over, that we were able to stand together and we were able to show the establishment that, you know, we're not going to take your crap and we're not going to play your games as you screw us over. So the RNC, what I'm getting at is it was a complete cluster, just a complete clusterfuck, and it was just completely blatant how much corruption was going on at this thing. Luckily, you know, the candidates have been, you know, chosen for those two parties, and there's nothing that we can do about it. If you're not content with voting for the lesser of two evils, as many people are, then know that there are not only two parties out there. There's many people who are still running for the presidential ticket, third party options, that are being completely ignored by the mainstream media, and third party options that are actually being sought out by Mitt Romney's campaign, and what's being attempted is trying to get these particular candidates removed from contention and taken off the ballot. Who I'm speaking out about specifically is Gary Johnson, who is the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party. And you know, I'm not here to tell you to vote for or against Gary Johnson. What I can tell you is that I'm unsure of him. I don't trust the guy because of certain things, but that does not mean that what's going on and the efforts that are being made against him should be tolerated. Every voice should be heard, especially if you're running for president. You know, so seek out third-party options because they're there. I don't know all of them. I wish I did, You know, obviously, I still have a lot of research to do into who all of them are, but I do know that there are more than just the red blue that we've had in this country since the beginning. You know, another option out there is Jill Stein of the Green Party. So, you know, every time I talk to people and they say, you know, and it gets to the point where we're talking about politics and the election and who they're going to be voting for. You know, usually what I get is, you know, I don't support either Romney or Obama, so I'm not going to vote. Which, you know, if someone doesn't want to vote, that's you know, that's their choice. They have every right to make that choice. But I do try to make it a point to point out the fact that these two choices are not the only two choices that we have. There are other choices out there. It just takes a little bit of research and a little bit of effort, and we can figure these things out and find out who they are. So, you know, that's the first part of the show. And if there's anything anybody wants to talk about, feel free. Please feel free to call in. The number is 347-324-3704. You can also go to the Freedomizer Radio .com chat room. I try to make sure to monitor this to see, you know, what the chat traffic is and when people are chiming in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get this kicked over to a couple of songs, and then we'll be bringing my guest Young Glenn on, and we'll be talking about a wide variety of things. Also coming up in the rest of the show, we have till 9:30, so still have about an hour left. So, I mean, I still have lots of stuff that I can cover. I'm going to talk a little bit about 9/11 truth. There's lots of stuff going on around the country. Lots of organizations, lots of individuals are getting active and getting involved in trying to raise awareness about 9/11 and questioning the official narrative. Here in Houston, there was an effort that was going on today by Houston Truth. And in the coming hour of the show, after my interview, I'm going to get into 9/11 truth with in regards to what it was like out there today, the response from the people, and just the interaction with everyone that we're out there with. And then also I'm going to give you some details about upcoming 9/11 truth movements that are and efforts that are being made. There's going to be another event here in Houston, and I know the guys out there would love to, from Houston Truth, would love to get as many people as possible. So we'll see if we can make that happen, and we'll talk more about that. Coming up right now, we're going to be playing some new music. First up will be All My Sins Remembered, and this song is called Cellar Door. Everybody, you're tuning in to the Silver Lining Radio Show with Marcus Silva, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Yeah, it is. listen to the propaganda that you hear on the news. They just some lying motherfuckers telling you what to do. Corporations gain power, keeping citizens fooled. My control in the name of disguising the truth.
You can't handle the truth, so let's talk about greed. Let's talk about hate and how they all envy. Everybody wanna be MVP, but we need leaders, we need chiefs, we need real people who ain't scared to speak. Let them hear your voice, take a choice, don't let them shut you up. Gotta show the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers that we don't really give a fuck. Yeah, the world ran by psychopaths who wanna blow us up. Local officer wanna lock me up just because I got a blunt. This ain't the first time, won't be the last. I beat the stride, you kick my ass. What you think I give a fuck about a misdemeanor when they tryna put us all in body bags? Coffins, Megadeth, vaccines in the air. Make a nigga scared to take a breath. I think straight before I take a step. I'm so crazy, gone faded. No, they can't contain me. All this pain goes through my veins. Got me crazy and deranged. And I'm thinking of a master plan to kill Illuminati. Cause I know they want my soul, but not over my dead body. Amen.
Some lying motherfuckers telling you what to do. Corporations gain power, keeping citizens fooled. My control in the name of disguising the truth. Don't listen to the propaganda that you hear on the news. It's just some lying motherfuckers telling you what to do. Corporations gain power, keeping citizens fooled. My control in the name of disguising the truth. So I suppose I select you censor me like I was nothing, like my voice ain't being heard. Now you want interruption, censorship of the web, because we spreading knowledge fast and don't want rich politicians to help us lower class. But I know it's all lies, just go back to sleeper so they can use the NDAA and keep you trapped in Camp FEMA. These sheeps clown around and believe whatever the media speak of. Don't want to think for themselves, so they look for a leader. Meanwhile, I wake the people avoiding assassination. I see through the dialectic secrets they masquerade in Operation Northwoods. Willie push one for the vote, propaganda for your brain. My control like artichoke. They'll use everything in the book to attack me. Watching my back before them bitches come and snatch me. Glenn is resistance, and that is not a lie. The truth is out here, just open up your eyes. Propaganda that you hear on the news, and just some lying motherfuckers telling you what to do. Corporations gain power, keeping citizens fooled. My control in the name of disguising the truth. Don't listen to the propaganda that you hear on the news. It's just some lying motherfuckers telling you what to do. Corporations gain power, keeping citizens fooled. My control in the name of disguising the truth. Because of the
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, you are tuned in to the Silver Lining Radio Show with your host, Marcus Silva. You just listened to the first track was All My Sins Remembered, New Musical Act. First time that you've heard that song here on this show. And you were just listening to The Cellar Door. There'll be plenty more where that came from. The second song you were listening to was Truth by Young Glenn and some of his friends that are on the album Revolutionary Ways. Now I just brought Young Glenn on online, and we have him here with us now. Glenn, how are you doing tonight?
What's up, world? I'm cooling over here, you know, fighting the, you know what I'm saying, just fighting the establishment, you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely, yeah. You got to use what talents you do have, and you've definitely taken that challenge, and you know, you made some great stuff. We just listened to the song Truth. Was that only yourself in that song, or was there other individuals who were on that track with yourself?
Well, on the track that you just heard, the first verse was an artist named The Wild Card, and on the little bridge at the end, we were saying All C and I, That's my own homeboy Post. He's an artist too. And I got the second verse. I'm the one rapping second.
Excellent. So we have the collaborative mixtape Revolutionary Ways. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, how that came together. Why don't you give our listeners a little bit of insight into how you guys were able to put that together, how you guys came together, and then also what it was that inspired you to get involved and to start using your talent in music and with you know, writing music and creating music. You know, what was it that made you start putting that into a process of you know, creating something, you know, such as Revolutionary Ways?
Well, actually, last year I had it was my first EP, my first time ever talking about, you know, political, anything controversial in my music, as far as exposing the truth, you know, 9/11 truth, you know, truth as far as in secrets and within the government and the banking system. I put out an EP called Secret Files of Society, Volume 1, and that it was subpar, you know. It did all right, you know, as far as downloads. It was a free release online. It was just me, you know, my first project, my first real project I put together. And, you know, I was, you know, basically still writing music and making music in between that time and now. And I was going to make Volume 2 of Secret Files of Society, but I was, my music, it was waking up people around me because, you know, my homeboys would never talk about this type of stuff and never be interested in this type of stuff. And I started learning stuff and waking up. And they was, you know, they're like, okay, we need to, you know what I'm saying, you need to do some tracks with us. You know, so we want to be on the project, the next project. And I was thinking, you know what, we should just make this a compilation album. And around probably late May, we started working on Revolutionary Ways. Our first song off there was New World Order, me and my cousin Rag. He's another artist that's on the project that's heavily involved in there. And we released that, and it got plenty of positive feedback, and, you know, we decided to go with it and go ahead and get other people on it, you know, jump on the train, and it was a good release. And as far as me waking up, my awakening, as you know earlier, as I told you, you know, around the Bush era, you know, a little bit after 9/11, as I was older, because I'm only 21 years old. First of all, I'm 21 years old from Brunswick, Georgia, from Glenn County, you know, coincidentally, the home of the Federal Reserve Act was created on the island off of Brunswick, Georgia.
That's oh, wow. Island.
Yeah. It's crazy. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. But yeah, basically, we decided to, you know what I'm saying, research into Barack Obama, me and my cousin, because we was, you know what I'm saying, we were never into politics before like that. And during the Bush era, you know what I'm saying, we knew something was wrong, you know, especially after Katrina, we knew something was wrong with the government, but, you know, we was never thinking it was as deep as it was. And then I started, you know what I'm saying, reading different things about the Illuminati and stuff, and I was never the type of person that would be like automatically just dismiss some type of stuff, you know. If I hear something crazy or things out there, I never was the type of person that just automatically dismissed that type of stuff. So I always kept, you know what I'm saying, when somebody told me first about the Illuminati, I can't remember who it was, I always had that in my head, like, okay, Illuminati, I'm going to, you know, look into them, see who they are. And, you know, around the Obama campaigning era, he basically, you know what I'm saying, said he was going to do all this for the people and, you know what I'm saying, lower taxes and, you know, the whole, you know what I'm saying, the corporate line, man. He was saying the corporate line to the people. And, you know what I'm saying, we bought it, myself included, I bought into it. And when he was elected and brought in and sworn in, I really was looking at everything he was doing. Like, I was really into politics at that point. And I figured out, like, dude, he was lying about everything. And, you know what I'm saying, in his administration, you know what I'm saying, you see Rahm Emanuel, you know what I'm saying, who's an Israeli citizen who got, you know what I'm saying, his Israeli passport with him at all times. He served in the Israeli army. You got all these foreign powers within his administration. You know what I'm saying? You got to kind of wonder, like, you know what I'm saying? He's saying change for the people. What type of change is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? And that's when I started, really researching to the Illuminati and waking up, you know, learning about different things about the banking system, Federal Reserve, and how Wall Street buy their politicians and make laws for them. And, yeah, it's crazy.
It definitely is. I mean, it's a very, I always hear people reference this, but it's really going down the rabbit hole once you start to, you know, investigate such things as 9/11 and the Federal Reserve and our foreign policy. You know, you end up going down the rabbit hole and discovering so much more. You know, I too was somebody who also bought into what Obama was saying during his first election, and you know, it all sounded great. You know, I'm not gonna lie. You know, him talking, I was in Iraq at that time, and he was talking about stopping the wars and stopping empire and going after the bankers and he, all this stuff. And as you said, it all turned out to be lies. All turned out to be utter lies. And you know, that was, you know, during Obama's administration was when I really began to, as yourself, start to question, you know, what he was about and what the entire system was about. So, you know, it's good to hear that, you know, there are others who are in the same shoes as yourself. You know, I mean, being myself, I'm glad to hear that it wasn't only myself who bought into it. It was so many other people, because that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to sell us on the idea of who this guy was when they knew full well that he was going to be somebody completely different. So
exactly.
So, you know, getting involved in the political rap scene, you know, you're talking about lots of different things that have been, you know, what mainstream rappers or just people who are I guess just the traditional hip hop, you know, you're talking about social issues, you're talking about monetary issues, you're talking about foreign policy, you're talking about really just political issues. You know, what is the usual reaction that you receive from people in general when you know, who are hearing your music, and it's the first time that they've heard your music and ever listened to anything like this? Are you getting are you getting good feedback from them? Is it kind of standoffish? You know, what's it like whenever you show somebody new, you know, the type of music that you're making?
You know, it's funny because, you know, I was freestyling for somebody the other day about, you know what I'm saying, some of the stuff that's going on and about my appearance, you know, with the dreads and all the long dreads. They're thinking I'm, you know what I'm saying, like one of those mainstream rappers is going to, you know, rap about women, you know what I'm saying, drugs, selling drugs and shooting up, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of different stuff. And I, you know what I'm saying, I approached them and I was talking about the Illuminati, you know, and the corporate powers and stuff. And their reaction was, you know, kind of like, you know, is he really talking about this type of stuff? Is he trying to get killed? Is he trying to get shot? Is he crazy? But, you know, like, it's not really, I never got any bad feedback. Like, people, you know, just completely dismiss what I'm saying as false. They'll just be so shocked that I'm on, you know what I'm saying, rapping about this type of stuff. But, you know what I'm saying, I woke up a lot of people around my area rapping about this type of stuff and just talking to them and pointing out different, you know what I'm saying, things that they should research for themselves if they don't believe me. And it's been good, you know. I live in a small town, and we got a lot of Ron Paul supporters. It surprised me, you know. I see Ron Paul posters everywhere, you know. You know, back when he was still, you know what I'm saying, campaigning. And it's just beautiful to see people wake up in a small town like this, you know. Population probably like 20,000. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
It really, really is. It's really great to you know, to use your talents and to see the kickback that you get for you know, pursuing your dream and putting yourself out there and talking about these real things. It must be really great. You're even saying yourself to see how people are taking to it, and yeah, it's really awesome to hear about. And I'm sure that, you know, you'll be getting more of the same, because, you know, listening to this album, you know, song after song, I can't remember hearing a song that wasn't good. You know, you had had it talking about, so there's even a song that, you know, I hope that I get to play this one today or tonight anyways, and I'm going to make a point to you, and it's, you know, for everyone out there who knows about the Federal Reserve and is tired of their crap and you know, how they're just destroying this country. The song "In the Fed" that Glenn does with some of his fellow rappers is truly a great song. I mean, you won't hear this stuff on the radio. You won't hear other rappers who are in the limelight talking about this stuff. Even a lot of the up and coming rappers who were you know, sucked into the consumerist ideology and you know, they're pushing this whole idea of a gangster illusion. You're not going to hear this type of stuff as, you know, the type of things that you hear in songs from Glenn here. I'm definitely going to try to get that song on. And you know, another question, you know, because we're talking about, you know, just hip-hop in general. You know, what do you think about the state of today's hip-hop culture? You know, it's completely changed from, you know, before, you know, when we were growing up, you know, during the 80s, you know, there were acts that were coming out such as Public Enemy and Chris One, people who were talking about real stuff, and you know, now we've transitioned into this new generation where, you know, it all sounds the same, it all sounds like garbage. You know, what is your own opinion on what's going on in today's hip hop? What would you like to see? Where would you like to see it go? And what would be, you know, your words from yourself to somebody who's coming up and who's trying to make a name for themselves, and they're trying to separate themselves from this whole mainstream mindset that we're dealing with?
Well, it is, as far as hip hop goes and rap, it's deeper than just the music. You know, it's, they brainwash the whole culture of hip hop in my eyes. You know, people who don't even listen to the same type of hip hop, but, you know, are just still into materialized things and, you know, fake gangsterism. You know, for one, you're not a gangster if you're around here selling drugs, holding a gun. You're just a slave, just like everybody else who's, you know what I'm saying, controlled by the Rothschilds. Those are the real gangsters. The ones on Wall Street in Washington, D.C., you know what I'm saying, are still in countries, still in economies. Those are the ones. Those are the gangsters. So those are, you know what I'm saying, this whole corporatism in hip-hop, that's all that is. You know, people just, you know, control puppets. That's, the Freemasons that's in the record labels and who run the record industry, they just, you know what I'm saying, every time they get a new act now, they pretty much give them a script to do, like, this is how we want you to, you know what I'm saying, walk, this is how we want you to talk, this is how we want, this is what you want you to wear, you know what I'm saying, and that's what they do, they follow the script, and you see all the corporatism and hip-hop everywhere, how they just money, 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 and, you know, a lot of these, and what pisses me off so much, a lot of these hip-hop artists are awake. I know Jay-Z is awake. You talk to Warren Buffett, you know what I'm saying? He had breakfast with Warren Buffett and, you know what I'm saying, Bloomberg, you know what I mean? I know he knows something that's going on. He's trying to get in that inner circle. That's what a lot of these big rappers like Lil Wayne, Kanye, Jay-Z, they're trying to get in that circle. They don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, they're not for the people. They want to be in the rich circle. They want to be in the 1% because they know what's coming. They don't want to speak out and be like Tupac, you know? They come too far. They we want to be protected. We just want to protect our families, and we don't really care. We're just going to keep doing what you're saying, brainwash the public. And as long as we're protected, we, you know what I'm saying, we got bodyguards, and you put us in no bunkers too when shit hits the fan. Is, you know what I'm saying, it's cool. We're going to keep doing what you say to do. But my advice for anybody, do not go the mainstream route. It's a trap. It's all a trap now. It's not easy no more, you know. You can't just get on BET rapping real rap anymore. You got to have the whole corporatism swag rapping about you, and you got to follow the script nowadays if you want to be in the music industry. You're going to be controlled. You're going to have no control of your music. You're not going to have no control of your publishing, your writing. They're gonna have people write your rhymes. If you try to write your rhymes, they might just throw it out or rip it away or sell it. A lot of times they sell it to other people.
You know, and
the best thing to do is stay underground. Get supporters. Get fans underground. People will love you so much more, respect you so much more if you come from the underground up than just come out of nowhere and, you know what I'm saying, oh, I know Jay-Z. That's how I came in the game. You know, if you come from the underground up as an independent artist, own his own labels, own publishing, you know what I'm saying, handle his own distribution, you're going to be, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have way more money at the end of the day, and you're going to own all of your rights to all everything, all your music, your ringtones, and it's a better business decision and personal decision, and you can rap about anything that you want to and not control. So independent is the way to go. Come up from the ground up, get your own studio equipment in your house, or pay for studio equipment at somebody else's house, in the studio, somewhere in a local studio. That's the way to go. Just build from the ground up. It's hard nowadays with all this corporatism and control, because they own everything. They own the airwaves and how much airtime you get and the videos on MTV Jams and BET. But you know what? If enough of us rebel against the mainstream, we can overthrow the mainstream. We can take the people back. We ain't got to keep forcing this mainstream music beating in their ears, you know what I'm saying? We can just take it, you know what I'm saying, take the people back, because so many people would just get fed up and just say, you know what, I'm just going independent. And you know what I'm saying, we're going to take our supporters and fans with us. That's the way to go.
Absolutely. It's all about trying to maintain your individualism and not conforming to compromising who you are, because that's what you see a lot of in not only the hip-hop industry, but just the industry in general. You're seeing artists compromise their own morals, their own values to make a buck, or to get their face put on some bright screen so that they can have their fame for the moment. Glenn, those are very, very great points that you're making, and I fully agree with you. I gave up listening to mainstream. You know, it really hasn't even been that long. It's probably, you know, maybe about 2 years. And you're right. You know, you have so much more respect for, the artists that come from the underground scene. You know, especially when you find out about them and you know how they succeeded and how they're maintaining that success. Who are some of your inspirations? You know, it can be somebody who was in the mainstream and was, you know, saying, because I heard you mention Tupac, and you know, even though he was in the mainstream and he did sacrifice himself for a little while to put out there the message that the powers that be wanted, you know, he broke away from that and he realized his mistakes and he started trying to educate and trying to promote his listeners and his fans to better themselves. So, you know, out of the mainstream and the underground, who are some of the artists that you look to for inspiration?
The only mainstream artist I listen to is Big Crit. He recently signed to Def Jam. And let me tell you, his music, his album is called Live from the Underground on Def Jam. And it's getting no promotion. He's getting no video play because he didn't sell his soul, you know what I'm saying? He got the deal that he wanted to, but that's what happens in the mainstream, you know. If you're not pushing the music that they want you to push, they throw you on the back burner. They delayed his album time after time. When it finally came out, they didn't promote it right, and it didn't do as good as it should, because to me, Big Crit is one of the best artists, you know what I'm saying? He makes his own beats. He sings. He raps. You know what I'm saying? He's a woke, too. He raps about, you know what I'm saying, the government. That's a big reason why his music is not getting promoted the way it should. So as far as mainstream, I'd say Big Crit and underground, you know, you got Immortal Technique, you got Low Key, you got K Reno out of Houston, Texas. I know you know about K Reno. You have to know about K Reno, man. He's one of my biggest influences right now.
Really? See, I hate to say this, but I have not heard of the individual from here from Houston. So, you know, once we go offline from the show, I'm definitely going to be getting together with you, and we're going to exchange, you know, some information when it comes to music. And I would definitely like to hear more, because, I mean, you know, you listed him alongside individuals such as Low Key and Immortal Technique. You know, those are you know, two of the underground artists that I have the most respect for, you know, when it comes to their music, when it comes to their, you know, just their personal lives and some of the decisions that they make. You know, Immortal Technique, you know, spends his money not on cars and chains and stuff like that, but you know, going to third world countries and, you know, building schools and hospitals for people who are who've been displaced because of U.S. imperialism. So, you know, it's always great to hear, you know, about, you know, people who are not involved in the mainstream that are doing great things like that, and then also educating people and getting people interested in politics and social issues such as Low Key and Immortal Technique. So, Glenn, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick this over to another song. And, you know, I really want to play this one because, you know, I was talking, you know, offline. I was talking with Glenn earlier, and, you know, I was letting him know that this is one of my favorite songs on the album. And so we'll get this song going, and then when we get back, we're going to have a couple more questions, and then we're going to go into your live performance. So, listeners, this is Marcus, Silver Lining Radio Show. We're here with Young Glenn. We're going to get this kicked over to a song. What you're going to hear is you're going to hear Young Glenn, Rag, and the Wild Card. This song is called Columinati. You got anything you'd like to say about this song before we kick it over to the musical piece?
Well, this is the first track off the album, Columinati. You know, first verse is my own homeboy, the Wild Card. Second verse is me. Third verse is Rag. You know, it's self-explanatory, Columinati.
All righty, everybody. We'll be right back after this break. You'll get to hear more from Young Glenn. And we heard from him, Columinati. Enjoy.
Kiluma, 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 Kiluminati. They want your mind and your soul and your fucking body. Kiluma, 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 Kiluminati, nigga. They want your mind and your soul and your fucking body. See, the devil want my soul, but I'm yelling, no way. You can bring it if you want. I kill a bitch like OJ. You can get X-File put up in a cold case. Rappers go to the Bohemian Mountains, they so gay. Man, the whole industry file, bowing down to the aisle. My control got you swagger jacking, that ain't my style. I'm that nigga that they love to hate, the one they wanna incarcerate or put me in the camp that they say they concentrate. Man, let me take a puff so I don't lose my concentration. Killing these demons on the beat, that's an obligation. God on my side, hoping he gon' help me blow him up. I used to ain't give a damn and still don't really give a fuck. Stacking the Nero's, chilling like a pharaoh. Gripping on the eagle while I'm listening to Zero. Thugging it every day cause they killing all the heroes. Slamming over everything, this is for my people.
Kiluma, 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 Kiluminati,
nigga.
Kiluma, 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 Kiluminati,
nigga.
Kiluma, 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 Kiluminati.
They want your mind and your soul and your fucking body.
Kiluma, 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 Kiluminati, nigga. Kiluma, 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 Kiluminati, nigga. Kiluma, 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 Kiluminati, nigga. They want your mind and your soul and your fucking body.
I'm a revolutionary nigga, aiming at some of these public figures. The plot is dead, it's getting thicker. Release stress through weed and liquor, through deep interpretation. I write down on these pages Anti-propaganda prophecy to awaken and save this nation. Heart manipulating the weather with earthquakes and floods. Illuminati's end game is an ocean of blood. Sometimes I wonder if I waste my time and it's all inevitable. But I was never the type to bow down, so I take you so far out inscrutable. Monsanto tried to poison us. Federal Reserve claim they are over us. If we stand together, we can break the chains and destroy those who are holding us. Masonic oppositions waging war against religion. Politicking, you tripping, go back to flipping bitches. They don't wanna see a nigga rise with educated minds. Let them all die blind, unable to read between the lines. The central banks love war, they fund both sides. Eugenic world leaders seeking their human demise.
Killuma, 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 Killuminati,
nigga.
Killuma, 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 Killuminati,
nigga.
Killuma, 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 Killuminati.
They want your mind and your soul and your fucking body.
It's Killuma, 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 Killuminati,
nigga.
Killuma, 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 Killuminati,
nigga.
Killuma, 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 Killuminati,
nigga.
They want your mind and your soul and your fucking body.
I wake up and roll my doge and they tell me I write some songs. Or I'm sleeping with that chopper, keep a Glock in the holster. And kill your pops on the sofa. Touch your mama, then they separate your sisters and brothers. And they poison through the water, trying to control the human species. Do your research, stop believing what you're seeing on TV. Obama, a bitch, he just playing his role. Dick sucking ass liar, played us long ago. Learn bohemian grow. It's sadistic and satanic. Where leaders meet us sexually and plot on this world, damn it. Martial law ain't a game, it's the end of your freedom. You got artillery cause you gon' need them. People they taking your chair, putting them off the FEMA camp. They tortured and slaughtered and your conscience can live with that. Why did this happen? Oh no, how did this happen? We let our guard down as a nation, but it's time to take action.
Killuma, 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 Killuminati,
nigga.
Killuma, 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 Killuminati,
nigga.
Killuma, 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 Killuminati.
They want your mind and your soul and your fucking body.
It's Killuma, 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 Killuminati,
nigga.
Killuma, 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 Killuminati,
nigga.
Killuma, 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 Killuminati,
nigga. They want your mind and your soul and your fucking body, bitch.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We're here with Marcus on the Silver Lining Radio Show, and we have our guests still here on the line. We have Young Glenn. We just listened to the song Killuminati, featuring Young Glenn, Rag, and the Wild Card. It's the first track off of the Revolutionary Ways mixtape. And Glenn, whoa, that song, you know, it might be a little too much for someone who's not as in the loop as the rest of us, but I'll tell you what, it's a great starting point for people to, you know, to start at, you know? I mean, hell,
yeah.
You know, if I was listening to that song and hearing some of these things for the first time, I would be like, what the hell is that? I'm going to Google it. And I would go find out. That's exactly the type of impact that I'm sure you're trying to have through your music. Along with inspiring people to better inform themselves, you know what you know this particular song, was there any type of inspiration that led to this specific song?
Well, honestly, I just, you know, it's a song where we just found a beat, you know what I'm saying, and got the rights to it from the producer. And And we just decided, you know, we was fed up, you know, we heard the beat, and, you know what I'm saying, just, we got to tell the people, you know what I'm saying, they want control of your life, you know what I mean? People don't understand how serious the matter is. They think it's just, you know what I'm saying, some political money issue, oh, it's just rich people staying rich by ways, you know what I'm saying, no big deal. But as you and me both know, and your listeners know, you know, the population plans, you know, is way deeper than this. You know, you're vaccinating your kids with poison and you're eating poison. You know what I'm saying? You're drinking poison. You're breathing in poison. It's poison all around you, and people got to know that they want control of your mind and your soul, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, as I was saying, that's a great song. That was the name of that song was Kaluminati, as I was saying, first track off of Revolutionary Ways. Now, we're going to have Glenn here do a song here in a minute, and I wanted to ask you just one last question. So, you know, outside of your rap career and using your talent to, you know, voice your dissent, voice your beef with the current political establishment and, you know, the ruling elite who control that establishment, outside of using your talent to put that message out, what do you like to do in your free time? And, you know, also, is there any other type of activism that you're involved in besides just your music? You know, first we'll start with, you know, when you're not rapping and trying to take out, you know, take on the establishment and to challenge people's perceptions on what they believe is true. You know, what are you doing in your free time, man?
Well, as of right now, you know what I'm saying, we're trying to get organized and get in the streets, you know what I'm saying, and wake up different cities, you know what I mean, go to different cities and get more people involved. Kind of like, you know, how We Are Change is, how you got a We Are Change in, like, every state in different cities. We're trying to get something like that started here in Georgia, Southeast Georgia. And, you know, it's in the early developments, you know. I don't really got much information about it, but we're trying to start up a, you know what I'm saying, a little group like that can spread the other, you know what I'm saying, get contagious, you know what I'm saying, so the knowledge and information can spread faster. You know, as far as my spare time, man, you know, music, you know what I mean? Music is my life, man. I love writing. I love making beats. I love reading about the, you know what I'm saying, Illuminati, you know, reading different books, you know what I'm saying, exposing different types of stuff, you know what I'm saying, history, religion, you know what I'm saying, all type of, even, you know what I'm saying, even stuff far as the crazy, considered the crazy conspiracies like reptilians and aliens and, I like to, you know what I'm saying, keep an open mind about stuff. Not necessarily I believe everything people say about it, but, you know what I'm saying, keep an open mind about different type of stuff, you know, because you can never be, you can never know too much. That's what people, and a lot of truthers, there's a lot of truthers out there that just think, you know what I'm saying, they just know everything. It's just, they see somebody else trying to spread knowledge and they just want to instantly stomp on them like, look, you don't know this and I know this and blah, 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 you're not awake, you're still a sheep or something like that. And it's not even about that, you know, it's about getting the information out any possible way, you know what I'm saying? Even if somebody isn't, you know what I'm saying, don't know as much as you and trying to tell somebody about something, don't know as much as you do about it, you know what I'm saying? Don't bash them because of that, you know what I'm saying? You can add on and help, you know what I'm saying, help them learn something. Don't, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be an asshole just because you know more than other people or think you know more than other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's great to hear, you know, and trying, I mean, because we're all on the same side here, and we're here to help each other, as you're saying. So, Glenn, you know, this has been a tremendous interview.
I do got something else to tell you. I do have something else to tell you. Now, we've been talking to David, well, I've been talking to David Crowley. I'm not sure, you're aware of the Gray State movie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been talking to him, and we're trying to, you know what I'm saying, work together on a official single for Gray State, you know, a song for Gray State. And I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be the person behind that, you know, trying to get a song and a video, man, help promote the Gray State film, you know what I'm saying, help support those guys doing their thing and help waking people up through the film. I just want to tell everybody that, you know what I'm saying, you can look out for a Gray State track coming soon.
Excellent. That's great. You know, that's exciting to hear. You know, I had David on the show a few weeks ago, and we talked about Gray State, and we just talked about, you know, just everything, you know, things going on in the world, and it was a great interview, a very interesting concept that he's put together
with Gray State, and knowing now that you're involved with you know, with the song and the video, that's very awesome to hear. And I know that I look forward to seeing what, you know, what ends up coming from it. So, you know, definitely keep us in the loop with that. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get that song kicked over to us once you get that up and ready. So
yeah, certainly.
Next, we're going to be, what we got for you right now is we got the exclusive performance that I've been telling you about, on the show. And it's going to be Young Glenn here performing a song from the, I believe this is from the Revolutionary Ways album, correct?
Yeah. Track six.
Track six. And what is the name? Go ahead and lead us in with this. Tell us the name of the song, and then feel free to do your thing, man. I'm excited to hear.
All right. The song is called "Mark of the Beast." The song title is explanatory. I'm basically breaking down the mark of the beast and other issues in the world. And without further ado, mark of the beast. Man, we running out of time. They enslaving this whole land. They want to chip everyone. Rockefeller said it was the plan. Will you resist or give in to a foreign occupation? Americans became sedated, body and mind fluoridated, mixed with heart frequencies. Let me manipulate your mood. Slow it down for the sheep. Well, I'm going to show you what they do. They want complete control over your mind, over your soul, like them Nazis in America. But that story wasn't told. Wicked scientists who believed in human extinction backed by the Rothschilds, because that's what they was preaching. See, controlling money is a step. Power is the goal. They hate the human race, so they need it for control. Now they got their banks set up in by every nation. Fake Jewish ruling elites, the children of Satan. This ain't anti-Semitic. You may think this is a gimmick to the mark of the beast on your body is imprinted.
Excellent.
There you go.
Absolutely. That is wow. You don't hear very many people reference the Rothschild in at all, you know, especially that, you know, that's one element in this world that is really forbidden to even talk about. So it's very relieving to hear somebody bring that issue up and to bring that element up. Young Glenn, it's been a very very much an honor to have you on the show. We're gonna get in touch offline. We're gonna, you know, talk about how we can you know, get more of your music. I'd like to hear some of the stuff from the first album that you said that you had put out before this one. You know, I'd like to get some of those songs, get set up with some of that so I can put those out. I look forward to even having you on the show to talk further. I know that, we're familiar with some of the same people. Manny Ray, you know, I saw that, you know, you were talking to him, and, you know, he's a very good friend of mine. So, you know, we'll probably, bring Manny in, and you know, he's someone who knows a lot about the Federal Reserve, and you know, I'm sure he would love to hear your song as well over the Fed. I'm going to play that towards the end of the show. Well, you know what? I'm actually going to play that during this next break. Young Glenn, it was, as I was saying, it's an honor. If there's anything,
it's been a pleasure, bro.
Thanks
for the opportunity, bro.
Hey, you know what? Thank you for coming on. I want to give you an opportunity so you can plug your Facebook, plug your album, let people know where they can go. As I understand, it's a free download, so anybody who has computer and internet access can go and find this album. I definitely want to encourage my listeners and have my listeners encourage the people in their lives to seek this album out. Glenn, what is the information for trying to find your music?
Yeah, the album is completely free, so feel free to burn it out, you know what I'm saying, pass it out to anybody you know, and, you know, do whatever you want with it, man. Just spread it, upload it to YouTube, and anything you want to do with it, you can find it, You can find it on my YouTube videos or the links below on my YouTube videos. You can type in Young Glenn, GLYNN, and you spell Young, YUNG. And you can go on my Facebook page and get updates about me and my future projects on Facebook/YGLYNN, Resistance. Why Glenn is Resistance. That's the Facebook. And you get it's a media fire link, which is you have to sign up for it, and it's an adaptive download that you can sign up for or just stream it, you know, and just get the word out there. Just go listen to it, you know what I'm saying, support the music. And I appreciate it, man.
Excellent. Well, as I was saying, thank you again for coming on. I hope you have a great weekend, and we're going to talk offline so that I can find out more about about more musical acts to check out. I really want to check out this artist that you're talking about here in Houston. I'm sure that I'm going to end up feeling like
check him out.
Yeah, I'll probably feel like a complete jacko because I probably have heard of who it is and just not familiar with the name and what, you know, the artist's name. But we'll get with that. We'll deal with that whenever I contact you offline. Again, everybody, you were listening to the Silver Lining Radio Show with my guest, Young Glenn. We're going to kick this over. We're going to keep the songs rolling from Young Glenn, and we're going to play In the Fed. Glenn, it was great to have you. You have a great day.
All right, man. It's been a pleasure.
Fuck y'all niggas at the Federal Reserve, bitch.
In the fucking Fed, all my life you bitches can't tread. When martial law come to your fucking hood, you better not beg. When martial law come to your fucking hood, you better not beg. Listen, rise and end up dead. Recognize you been misled. Screaming in the fucking Fed, all my life you bitches can't tread. When martial law come to your fucking hood, you better not beg. When martial law come to your fucking hood, you better not beg. Listen, rise and end up dead. Recognize you been misled.
Man, this country of freedom is ran by sinister demons. Democracy doesn't exist when corporations choose leaders. See, I be putting out the truth, but them niggas don't listen. Until them camps open up, now you niggas resisting. Thinking I'm tripping because I'm ripping Wall Street politicians who got ties to the Federal Reserve, stealing out your fucking pensions. And they also got control over the Congress and the Senate. Rockefeller, Rothschild families tied up in them, screaming in the fucking Fed. Off with a Zionist head. When martial law is initiated, some bankers gonna be dead. Infiltrating the government to push along your policy. Legislation are just used to take my Bill of Rights from me. Not even believing that this is freedom. Here goes the documents, why don't you read them? And take some ammo, cause you gon' need them. You don't wanna go where the sheep will lead them. This is facts, fuck a conspiracy. They want us all dead, are you hearing me? The population through vaccination, mark of the beast, RFID, in the fucking Fed.
They wanna leave us dead. Hey David, I'ma catch you with a Mac 11. That's how you rock the fell of the bed. America, be prepared. Don't hold back and show you scared. Martial law coming to your crib and taking out your kids. So much blood gon' be shed. Still is in the fucking Fed. All my life you bitches can't tread. All my niggas with the ammunition, automatic gripping for the enemy up with lead. Y'all the ones who make the bread. Rather bring the country down instead. Pay attention to what I'm saying, or your body gon' be laying in a coffin with no head. Entertainment world fake, it's all full of lies. No way I tell my soul, got too much pride. It's a shame that people won't take a stand and rock. Government conspiracy kill us all inside. Dumbing out society, we in the last day. GMO putting food in the media slave. Putting chips in your brain, this ain't time. Y'all the same 13 families of Illuminati bring up pain. But I wonder, how would they feel if we kids had nothing? Rockefeller hold his ass down for ransom. Make him meet demands and laws and then they pass them. We the fucking victims of riches that we should bash them. Every chance they give the laws and I'ma smash them. Learning more knowledge the more that we can blast them. Killing off the leap with more than they can handle. Put it on my sister rap for living off the scandal.
In the fucking Fed, they wanna leave us dead. In the fucking Fed, they wanna leave us dead. In the fucking Fed, they wanna leave us dead. In the fucking Fed, they wanna leave us dead.
And I please have a moment of silence in the name of violence. My country is ran by tyrants.
with a love for power, and they just wanna devour. Why y'all bitch ass sheep is cowards? Guaranteed you feel the beat. Call it niggas conspiracy. Why the private banker just come to take your land and property? America been sucked dry. You searching for prosperity, man, none of blind can see the robbery that came to capture you and me. Telling us to relax quick, put your fingers in, pay your taxes. Why these niggas like Bill Gates make plans to just can't throw the assets? It's a taste of wealth bringing us straight up. Close to the death, thinking for them about your help if they ain't getting a cut. So my strap loaded, dying, guaranteed I'm gon' bust mine. Either way, we up shit creep. Chill, why when they told me to speak freedom of speech? That's what they said in the Fed.
Welcome back, everyone. You're tuned into the Silver Lining Radio Show. Got about 10 minutes left in the show, and I want to talk a little bit about 9/11 and the truth movement associated with 9/11 and efforts that are being actually underway around the country. There's many states that are going to be participating in some type of rallies and protests and events where the main objective is to encourage people to question the official narrative of 9/11. Now, there are many inconsistencies that are in the, as I like to call it, the official conspiracy theory of 9/11, which is the government narrative. So many inconsistencies that it really leads you to believe that there is no possible way that it could have happened the way that we were told. Now, let's not forget the fact that what we have been told is that 19 Islamic extremists were able to, and people with complete incompetence when it came to flying planes. There's been many reports of the individuals who were flying with the hijackers that they couldn't even carry out some of the simplest maneuvers in the plane. Let's look at the fact that what we're told is that 19 Islamic extremists were able to happened to penetrate the most advanced military security system that the world has ever known. Let's consider the fact that from the stuff that was found and the wreckage, they weren't able to find the black boxes on the planes, which are built to be indestructible. Yet somehow what was found was a complete passport from one of the hijackers that was in pristine condition. It looked like nothing had even happened, and it was found just a few blocks away. So on top of all that, they defeated the laws of chemistry by melting steel girders, which melted 2,750 degrees Fahrenheit, with aviation fuel. Let's look at the fact that they brought down three of the World Trade Center buildings, which just happened to be buildings 2 and 1 and also 7, and they only hit 2 of these planes. There's so many things that would lead somebody to question the official narrative. If you know about Operation Northwoods and what Operation Northwoods is, it was pretty much 9/11 that was planned out in the 70s, and it was an effort that was put together by the CIA and the U.S. government, where they were going to stage a false flag attack on our soil by having a plane go to Cuba, and they were going to publicize it as college students, or whoever, going to Cuba, and how great it was that there was some interaction between the two countries. Well, the people were going to be CIA agents. They were going to dismount at another location just off the coast of Cuba, and they were going to come back here the plane that was going to come back here was going to be empty. It was going to be blown up by individuals here in the United States, and that was going to be used to justify a full-scale military invasion by galvanizing the American people and having them support a war with Cuba. Now, if that does not reek of what we were told on 9/11, what happened after 9/11 with our invasion of Afghanistan, the invasion of Iraq, you know, if that doesn't scream at you that it's a possibility that 9/11 was a planned attack, I don't know what will. But, you know, overall, what you know, at least what I witnessed today in Houston, at the Houston Truth Rally, this went on at the corner of Post Oak and Westheimer here in Houston, Texas, and you know, I went out there and joined the Houston Truth guys, and it was a great feeling with that what was going on. There were people, everyone was receptive. You know, I only had one middle finger the entire time that I was out there, which is very rare when you're protesting something as controversial as 9/11. But there were tons of flyers and we handed out countless DVDs, and we actually had people, you know, waving us over who were four or five lanes away from us because they were interested in what we were doing. Lots of honks, people giving the thumbs up. It was overall a very, very good, a lot of good feedback that we got from people. And, you know, Houston Truth is also planning another rally that's going to be going on the actual day of 9/11. And, they will be at the Mandel Bridge here in Houston. You can go to the event 9/11 Truth Now on Facebook, 9/11 Anniversary Street Action Event, and they'll provide more details for you. And I will do my best to try to keep you updated on you know, the timing and you know, if you're not familiar with Mandel Bridge. You know, you can go and you can look it up on the net. I am going to make every effort to be out there, and it should be another great event. You know, the guys from Houston Truth, they know their stuff. You know, the information that they were giving was all credible information, and it was amazing to see that a lot of the people that we're talking to already were questioning the official story. Were already questioning what they were told. So, you know, it was almost as if we didn't have to work too hard to get the information out, because there were so many people who already knew it and so many people who had already been working towards spreading that information. And ultimately, that is what we hope to achieve, not just for 9/11 Truth, but as a whole, for anyone who is trying to take on the current political establishment in the United States and who is hoping to bring some type of change to this country. And it's going to start with people getting active, getting in the streets, spreading information, spreading ideas, encouraging people to seek alternatives to what they're familiar with, questioning just everything that they hold dear, and considering alternative possibilities. You know, there's so much stuff going on in this world, so much stuff going on in this country. But you know what? It's always great to be able to find the silver lining in every situation where you're just bombarded with all of the bullcrap that we have to put up with when it comes to our rights being taken away, when it comes to other wars that we're being taken into by our government, such as in Syria and you know, if they have their way, Iran. You know, it's all about challenging the status quo and the establishment in any way possible. You know, you have Ben Swan questioning Obama on his kill list. And, you know, really putting the issue out there. That is the type of stuff that we need be going on in this world, be going on in this country, and it's not you know, it's about standing up and standing up against adversity. Everyone, we're coming to the end of the show, and it was my pleasure to have you tuned in. I hope you enjoyed my guest, Young Glenn, and enjoyed the music that I was able to play for you. And I hope that you enjoyed the performance as well. Also, you tuned in and you heard All My Sins Remembered. We'll be getting we'll be playing that, putting that in the music rotation. And yeah, everybody, thank you for tuning in for another week. You can listen to me next week. I'll be here Saturday, 8 to 9:30 Central. Silver Lining Radio Show with your host, Marcus Silva. Peace always.
Hey, everyone. This is Valerie Ann with the Truth Exposition Show. I'm sorry I'm about a minute late. I was trying to get my phone recharged, and I needed to restart it. I've been having problems with my phone, so I do apologize. But it's good to be back with everybody. I hope you all can hear me. What I want to do tonight is, I usually start off with a quote from our forefathers, but I've been so busy today, I want to look for the perfect one for what I wanted to discuss. But I have not had a chance to check it out. What I do want to discuss tonight is, I found a friend of mine by the name of Pat, who I went to high school with, posted something on my Facebook that I thought was really, really interesting. So I'm going to go to that. It's there now. It's a technology that has been created that it's a mosquito drone. And I wanted to read this information and share this information with everyone. And it's an insect size spy drones. One is a mosquito drone. And when I first seen the picture on my Facebook, I thought it was cool looking, but I did not see what it was about. So it's a mosquito drone. It's kind of, it's just crazy. I'm going to put this in the blog. I'm sorry, in the chat. And I have 1,000 windows open now. Here we go. I'm going to enter this in the chat. And I want you to read up on this. So not only do we have to worry about UAVs, now we have technology that could be used against U.S. citizens as well, in surveilling U.S. citizens with this new technology that they're creating. So let me get to that. I'm just trying to sign into the chat. Again, I'm so sorry, it's running a little late today. It was a crazy day. I was out with my son. I was running around doing laundry, you know, the regular, you know, errands that I had to run today that I don't get to, you know, do during the week. But let me read this little article about it. It says, just when you thought insects couldn't get any creepier, the U.S. Air Force has unveiled tiny finger-sized insect spy drones that would be undetectable to most. The example above can be used, and they show you a photo of it. Again, for those of you in the chat room, I did post it. For those of you who are listening on the phone, the website is www.techoblog, that's TECHEBLOG.com. And when you go there, just type in insect-sized spy drones. For those of you in the chat room, I posted the website. So then it asks you to click on more information about this drone, and nothing comes up. But it goes on to say, and there's videos attached to this, researchers have now developed bio-inspired drones with bug eyes, bat ears, bird wings, and even honeybee-like hairs to sense biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons. And the U.S. isn't the only country to have poured money into spy drone miniaturization. France has also developed flapping-wing bio-inspired micro-drones. Researchers have now developed bio-inspired drones with bug eyes, bat ears, bird wings, and even honeybee-like hairs to sense biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons. It's just going on to say that other countries now have the same thing. The Netherlands bio-MAV, biologically inspired AI, for micro aerial vehicles developed a Parrot AR drone last year, which is now available in the U.S. as a fly-in video game. So, like I had discussed in my previous shows, although technology has, again, somewhat helped us in our personal lives, it has actually diminished our privacy and our liberties. So now we're going to have these little mosquito drone, insect drones flying around. I mean, at least if we see a UAV in the sky, we know what they look like. But with the mosquito drones, again, that's pretty much undetectable. So that's what I wanted to discuss tonight and bring it up to everybody. So look into it, and you'll see it's kind of disturbing that they would even have this. Also, I also want to discuss something else called in the news that I found, and it's on Before It's News. And right now, I'm just going to be discussing some news. Okay, here it is. Latest Homeland Security vehicle street sweeper. I also posted it in chat, the website. The Department of Homeland Security, through the U.S. Army Forces Command, recently retrofitted 2,717 of these mine-resistant protected vehicles for service on the streets of the United States. Although I've seen and read several online blurbs about this vehicle of late, I decided to dig slightly deeper and discover more about the vehicle itself. So whoever writing this article is saying that they're doing the investigation on this. The new DHS-sanctioned street sweeper is built by Navistar Defense, NavistarDefense.com. Navistar Defense, a division within the Navistar organization. Under the Navistar umbrella are several other companies, including International Trucks, IC Bus, they make school buses, Monaco RV, recreational vehicles, Workhorse, they make chassis, MaxForce, diesel engines, and Navistar Finance, the money arm of the company. From Navistar Defense, the International MaxPro is Navistar Defense's mine-resistant ambush-protected, that's an MRAP, the acronym, vehicle, and incorporates the latest design and armoring technology, extensively tested by the military and used in theater today. The MaxPro features a V-shaped hull and other design features that greatly improve survivability. With so much protection, it's the vehicle that every crew wants when they're out in the field. Out in the field, I can assume that out in the field, I'm hoping they mean Iraq or Afghanistan or even Syria. But, I mean, again, we're on Syria's side. The Syrian rebels were on their side, and we're working along with Al-Qaeda, but that's another story. So why is it that you need a vehicle that every crew member wants when they're out in the field? Why would they want this to traverse around the United States? Why would they need something like this? So I'm going to go on to say that the MaxPro specifications, it just basically says length is 21.1 feet, width is 8.5 feet, height is 10 feet, wheelbase is 2.8 feet, curb weight is 8.9 tons, and the engine, again, is by MaxForce, which is a 9.3. So it's a pretty decent-sized vehicle. The MaxPro MRAP is built to withstand ballistic arms fire, mine blasts, IEDs, and other emerging threats. Its V-shaped hull helps deflect blasts out and away from the crew, and its armoring can be customized to meet any mission requirement. What gets me is that if they just created this vehicle and it just came out, I remember last year, 2 years ago, our military was screaming for better armored vehicles when they were in Afghanistan and Iraq, when they were getting ambushed in Fallujah. But now they don't give them these type of vehicles that they need, that our soldiers need, but they're now using them in the U.S. I don't get this. I just don't get this. So where was this vehicle when our men and women in Afghanistan and Iraq were getting blown to pieces, when they were screaming? Oh, I forgot. That's right. Obama, he cut our defense budget. That's why they couldn't get these vehicles. I forgot about that. All right. So that's the reason why, people. So now they have these vehicle sweepers, or street sweepers, rather, to protect the quote-unquote homeland. So that's our land. But again, why do they need these vehicles in the United States. Do you know anybody actually who has any EIDs? REDs? No, of course not. I know I don't personally. So why are they so worried about these vehicles being used in the field in the United States? So then it goes on to say the installation contract retrofix 2,717. So they have 2,717 of these vehicles made for the United States. Then it goes on to say, again, why would DHS need such over-the-top vehicles on U.S. streets to withstand IEDs and mine blasts? I'm sorry, I think I said EIDs before. I'm a little letter dyslexic, sorry. Again, so that was my question without reading on to see that in the vehicle. There are rails along the perimeter windows, gun ports, to help displace the impact of RPG rounds. Seems a bit much for a police-slash-rescue vehicle. That's another thing. I had actually viewed some police vehicle, U.S., it actually said police rescue vehicle on the side, and it was a black one that I actually seen about, not in person, but in a picture on the internet when I was doing my research, and it was about maybe 2 weeks ago, and it said police rescue vehicle. It was a tank. You're going to really use a tank to rescue someone? Come on, give me a break. Seriously, why would DHS need such a vehicle on our streets? What are they expecting to prepare for? It is a ridiculous over-the-top display of force that is meant to intimidate and associate the DHS name and logo with fear. Just like all the other happenings, I'm sorry, just like all that's happening with the TSA. Don't even go ahead with the TSA. Actually, I read an article today that the TSA threw a woman off a flight because of her attitude. So now you can't have an attitude going on a flight? I'll never be able to travel because I have nothing but an attitude. It actually started because she purchased a bottle of water at, I believe it was at the airport, and they wouldn't let her board with her own bottle of water that she purchased at the airport. So because of her attitude, they didn't like her attitude, so they threw her off the flight. I'm going to go on. I'm sorry, I'm deviating from the article. Just like all that's happening with the TSA, this is about normalization of a new way of American life. By the way, you're the one who paid for these. So basically, the author is right. We paid for this. So I don't understand. We're almost in an economic depression and an economic collapse, but we have the money and the federal funds to spend on 2,717 street sweepers. I don't get it. Oh, but then Obama wants to cut the defense budget for soldiers of our men and women who are getting murdered on a daily basis in Iraq and Afghanistan, who are being murdered for the own government's agenda. It's not even about freedom. And military and a lot of military that I see now are seeing that. So where are they getting this money from? I just don't get it. We're in an economic, almost in a complete economic collapse, according to the experts that I've been researching. But then they spend the money. So Obama cuts the budget for our military overseas, but then we spend money on these street sweepers, again, 2,717 vehicles, hiring contractors, no less, or different ones that are involved in this, private contractors that are becoming billionaires over this. All they see is the government. A lot of these contractors see the government as a big lollipop. That's exactly what they see. But the thing is, they see the government as a big lollipop, but we're the lollipops. You know why? Because that money, our federal tax, our taxes, is going to the federal government to pay for these vehicles. And I'm glad that he actually, the author probably brings this up, because I was just about to bring this up. Not to deviate again from the article, but Ron Paul's bill to audit the Fed was passed in July, and the results came out recently in the last 2 weeks. I think it was in the last 2 weeks. I just read it recently that the Federal Reserve, again, a privatized banking industry, the Federal Reserve bailed out all those banks, including banks abroad, which amounted to $16 trillion. When our gross domestic product was only $14 trillion. And then it's unchanged, of course. I'm just rounding it off. Where did we get that extra $4 trillion? Oh, that's right. The Federal Reserve, they're just printing money with no collateral behind it. I forgot. All right. Well, that's what it was. So the thing is, people, we were in a $16 trillion deficit because of the bailout. And then we spend the money, and we probably borrowed money from China for these, because we owe so much money to China. I can't even begin to tell you how much money we owe to China and other countries. So we had to borrow the money in the first place to build the street sweepers, but then our tax dollars, they reimburse our tax dollars, so it doesn't matter. So this is where our tax dollars are going. This is where they're borrowing money for these vehicles to man U.S. citizens. I mean, everybody, I would assume most people in the chat have seen the vehicles, the military vehicles, hundreds of them on a freight train on the West Coast. And I've spoken to people, I tell truck drivers, watch out for this. And if you're in the chat, report back to us and let me know what you see nationwide. Because truckers are always on the road. I mean, they drive long distance. Truckers are bound to obviously see this. I mean, they weren't hiding this. I mean, some of these videos were in... some of the videos I had seen, there were people videotaping it in broad daylight. So the thing is, they're not really hiding it, but what are they transporting those vehicles for? So one can only think that they're going to be used in the U.S. Where are they going to transport all those? They can't transport all those, hundreds of them. And it was on different occasions that people have seen this. And then the article goes on to say, George Washington once said, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, like fire, a troublesome servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. Appreciate topics of survival, emergency preparedness, or planning for disaster. So which is it? I mean, so we have these tanks or these, I'm sorry, police rescue vehicle, they want to say on the side of it. But then we also have DHS with another that purchased a billion rounds in the last few months, they're purchasing rounds. Oh, I also heard that, I know I discussed this on a previous show, that the Social Security Administration also purchased thousands of rounds of ammunition, of hollow point ammunition. Hollow point. That's serious stuff, people. And mainstream media reported on it, a little segment, because I was listening to the radio when I was driving around for work. And they said, oh, to kind of debunk the conspiracy theorists, the reason why SSA purchased the ammunition was for mostly field training. Mostly training. So hollow point for training? What do you need to hollow point ammunition for training? And why would you spend billions of dollars even on ammunition just for training? They need hollow point for training? Come on. And then the segment ended. So they kind of put it out there that, yeah, we all know you know about this, but let's try to give them a BS story to tell them why. And unfortunately, I think most Americans may buy that, and it's sad. And I think that's because Americans don't want to believe that our government would conspire against its own citizens. A lot of Americans cannot believe that, so they're in denial of that. A few years ago, I would never have thought any of this. But the thing is, people, you have to do your own research. You can't just look at one media source. You have to do your own research. You have to do your research. You have to be smart. Look and see what information is credible. The internet has numerous information, to say the least. But there's also a lot of disinformation out there and a lot of not so credible sources. So, you know, if you're investigating and you're good at investigating, you know yourself what the credible information is and what the credible information is not. And DHS laser scanners coming soon. I also about the body scanners, I wanted to talk to you guys about this. There was supposed to be a public comment that was supposed to be enacted after a certain amount of time after the body scanners that are operated by the TSA. They were supposed to be open for public comments, and did you know that they never filed for that? They never initiated a public comment. I don't know if it's a public comment box. It's I guess every time the government needs to implement some kind of system, in this case, they were supposed to kind of enact a public comment section to get feedback on it. There are a lot of medical experts that are saying that these scanners are unhealthy and that it's obvious you're being exposed to radiation. But that could be their plans also is to fill us up with radiation too. I mean, who knows at this point what their plans are. We know what their plans are, but you know to what extent are they going to go to? So the court, federal court, had stated and issued an order to the TSA saying that you need to implement a public comment section, and they never did. So we're still waiting, I guess, for another court order to kind of force them to execute that. But I wanted to also read to you, there's an article, it's called DHS Laser Scanners Coming Soon. A laser system that can measure the vibrational spectrum of the molecules on your body or the molecules of things you've come in contact with and determine what they are. Sound like science fiction? Think again. The latest apparent toy for the Department of Homeland Security and coming to an airport near you are laser scanners that will scan you up. That will scan you up to 150 feet away. That's even longer than the cops and their radar. Radar only goes up to 100 feet that I know of. This even goes 150 feet away, totally unknowing to you. And we'll be able to determine many things about your biology and or the substances you come in contact with. So I'm going to, for the people in chat, I'm going to post that. And it just says that the inventors of the technology, Geniophonics, Inc., have entered into a contractual arranging with a company named In-Q-Tel, so In-Q-Tel, a strategic investment firm that delivers technology solutions to support the missions of the U.S. intelligence community. The technology is being developed for the Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Directorate, DHS-SNG, and IQT Customer Agency, so IQ-Tel, I guess. Geniophonics has what you call a picosound programmable laser and is best solution for applications in biomedical, industrial, and defense and security community due to its versatility and its multifunctionality. Dr. Elaine Villeneuve, Villeneuve says, I can't even pronounce the name, I'm so sorry, Chief Technical Officer of Geniophotonics. This compact and robust laser has the ability to rapidly sweep wavelengths in pattern and sequence. The machine can analyze everything in real time and can sniff out a lot more than just explosives, chemicals, and bioweapons. A copy of a technical bulletin obtained from Geniophotonics and reported by Gizmodo.com says that its laser scanner technology is able to penetrate clothing and many other organic materials and offer spectroscopic information, especially for materials that impact safety, such as explosives and pharmacological substances. Gizmodo goes on to report that the Geniophotonics Picosound programmable laser scanner is capable of detecting every tiny trace of any substance on your body, from specks of gunpowder to trace amounts of cocaine on your dollar bills, to adrenaline levels, to a sugar-sized grain of cannabis, to what you had for breakfast. I'm sorry, people. My son came into me and I got a little distracted. He's writing me notes because he actually tries to be good when I'm on, when I'm talking on air, but he kind of distracted me, so I apologize. So again, there's another system, and that is going to be used by the DHS. Now, I do want to also discuss another article that I found regarding I'm totally changing the subject here, but I do want to discuss this one article that I read about this man, and I'm just looking for it, this 92-year-old man, I think it was in Cincinnati. Can't believe I can't find it. 92-year-old, here it is. Okay, Earl Jones, 92-year-old Kentucky farmer and World War II veteran, fatally shoots home intruder, report says. A home intruder was fatally shot. This was dated, actually, hold on, September 5th. A home intruder was fatally shot in a Kentucky home by 92-year-old farmer and World War II veteran Earl Jones, who reportedly said he had no fear of the man and aimed right for his heart. Jones heard a noise in his basement around 2 a.m. on Monday and grabbed his .22 caliber rifle. He said the intruder, 24-year-old Lloyd Maxwell, came up the stairs and kicked open the basement door to his home in northern Kentucky's Boone County. The war veteran said he served in the military from 1941 through 1946. He sat in a chair with a clear view of the basement door and fired when the intruder burst in. I aimed right for his heart, said Jones, who served in the military from 1941 to 1946. They mentioned it again. I didn't go to war for nothing. I have the right to carry a gun. That's what I told the police. Jones said he had no fear as he waited for the intruder. Was I scared? Was I mad? He says, hell no, Jones said. It was simple. That man was going to take my life. He was hunting me. I was protecting myself. Police said two men with Maxwell, 22-year-old Ryan Dalton and 20-year-old Donnie Inhabitant. The man removed the body from Jones's home after the shooting. So the men, there were three of them, obviously. So one was killed, and the other two men removed his body. There's a video of this, and it was 92-year-old man is adorable. They show in the video, I'll post the video in a little while. The man was sitting in his chair. He heard them downstairs, these guys downstairs. Had a feeling they were going to come upstairs, so he got his rifle, sat in his chair that aimed right towards the basement door. So when the basement door opened, Jones would take his shot. So that's exactly what happened. So the intruder came up the stairs. Jones pointed his weapon and shot him in the heart. And he died and fell down the stairs. So the two men, when he fell down the stairs, the other two men came up from the basement, because one of their friends, the one that was killed, the other intruder, fell down the stairs after he was shot, and they dragged him out of the house. So it goes on to say that authorities said they determined that one of the men crawled through a doggy door to enter Jones's basement, then let the others in. The Boone County Sheriff's Department said Dalton and Inhabitant were charged with burglary and evidence tampering, I guess, when they moved the body. The Sheriff's Department said the break-in was the third Jones has experienced on his farm this year. Jones has lived alone since his wife died in 2006. Authorities are continuing to investigate the shooting. Kentucky law allows the use of physical force if someone believes it's needed to prevent criminal trespass, robbery, or burglary in their house. Well, I think that most states or all states should apply the same law. I know in New York State that you have to be... you have to feel your life is in complete danger in order for you to defend yourself, which is absolutely ridiculous. If I'm in my apartment, I don't have a gun, but if I'm in my apartment and somebody comes up my fire escape and they come in my window, I have a bat near my bed. And I'm telling you right now, anybody comes up my window without my permission, like I'm going to invite somebody up there. But if somebody comes in my window and tries to burglarize me, or who knows what they would do, I will take that bat and crack them against the head, across the head. Right at that moment, are you going to really assess, my life may possibly not be in danger, so let me assess this. If my life is in danger, I should act now. Who is going to logically say to themselves, let me see if I'm really in danger? Let me tell you something. If somebody's breaking in your house and they enter your apartment, you don't know this person, they enter your apartment, you are in danger. They're entering your apartment with the motive of either robbing you or doing something to you. You have every right to protect yourself. It's in the Fifth Amendment. You have every right to protect yourself. But, of course, New York City or New York State law says you have to assess the situation to determine yourself if you really, really, really feel that you are in danger. When in Kentucky, or states like Kentucky, they let you, regardless. Let me tell you something. They don't care if, you know, if somebody comes on your property in your car, there are states that it's actually called the Castle Doctrine. And I have to go to a break, and I want to read that Castle Doctrine because I think it's very, very interesting. So, people, I'm going to go to break, and I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 911 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 911 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
In today's economy, the ability to access data quickly can mean the difference between success and failure. Maximum Archive's MyDrive service lets you have access to your data from just about any device and pretty much anywhere. MyDrive makes sure that when it counts, you can get what you need, because failure is not an option. Sign up for MyDrive today at MaximumArchive.com. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
Hi folks, Joanne Moretti here, inviting you to tune in at 6 p.m. Eastern, that's 3 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Thursday, for Liberty Underground, The Moretti Report, the best 6 o'clock news on the web. Please join me, as well as my great co-host JoJo Norton and our chat moderators Lynn and Anna, as we bring you the latest news, current events, analysis, and an occasional featured guest. That's 6 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Thursday, right here on Freedomizer Radio.
When we open our minds to the incredible, unlimited universe, we become participants in the active flow and infinite energy of life. We begin to live a much larger experience. We become free. In the magical universe, there are no coincidences and there are no accidents. You are here. You found Freedomizer Radio. See, the Power in You is about sharing the light of who you are, exploring different points of view, different perspectives on topics for better health for your mind and your body. Join Miss Cookie and me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. and Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and grow the light of who you are right here at Freedomizer Radio.
All right, people, I'm back, Valerie Ann with the Truth Exposition. I'm going to bring in Dan Bedondi with Alex Jones. He was with us also. He called in with Proof and I on Thursday evening as well. So, Dan, you there?
Hey, Valerie, how are you today?
Good, Dan. Thanks so much for calling in. How's everything?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I just got back from swimming and enjoying the Texas weather.
Oh, that's nice. What's the temperature there?
Today it's about like 70, 80 degrees right now.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, here it was pretty hot. It was it's very humid here, but there was a tornado here in Queens. Well, I'm in Brooklyn, but there was a tornado in Queens today.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that in Springfield, Mass. also.
Yeah, well, it was right on Breezy Point, right near the water. Cool. And people were taking pictures of it. I mean, you could see the tornado coming from the ocean there. It was sick. And they have pictures of it and videos. And there was a car that actually was pushed into another car. I don't think it caused substantial damage, but there was some damage.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's like unprecedented, stuff happening like this. And, last year we had two or three tornadoes in Springfield and the flood in Rhode Island the year before. And, I mean, it's nuts. I mean, earthquakes popping up here and there.
No, it is. I have another show. It's on tomorrow night, the same time, 10:30. Well, Eastern Standard Time, 10:30 to 12, 10:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. And Pacific Time, you're Central, right?
Yep, Central Time, yes.
So I have another show where I discuss earth changes. So I do research on that also. So I'll be discussing that as well. Because in the last month and a half or 2 months, there have been two sinkholes that occurred in Brooklyn.
Wow,
and
I mean, this weather phenomenon is just crazy. And,
it is.
Yeah, I think it's like weather wars going on because I remember when I was a kid, we never got anything close to. We got blizzards all the time. That was about it. But if I was like these mass floods, especially tornadoes. I mean, that's something you hear down in the south.
Exactly.
You know, never,
we don't have the climate for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, now we do.
I mean, this is definitely what it was, I think. I mean, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I think it's what it was going on, and, this is a direct result from it. I want to share a story with you about that from this guy I talked to from Homeland Security.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, I was about 3 weeks ago, I was flying out to Austin, and I got held over in BWI Airport, Baltimore, Washington International, and my flight was delayed. So I was sitting down on the floor, at the charging station for the cell phones, and excuse me. And this guy, he's talking to his brother, and I overheard his conversation. So he got off the phone, and I'm like, hey, you work for Homeland Security FEMA? He goes, yeah. I wasn't eavesdropping on your conversation, but I heard you mention Jen in the part of town and all that. And he goes, I just come back from, they just called an emergency meeting in Washington here. And I met up with Jen in the part of town and all the big leagues, whatever. But I was trying to feel him out. I'm like, about HR 645, trying to make him aware what the organization's really about. But come to find out he's an Alex Jones fan, and which made it a lot more easier after that.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, and then you found out I was a reporter for Alex and all that, so now he's, like, wide open now. He's like, they sent us to the emergency meeting. He's a ground transportation coordinator for the entire East Coast. And he said they don't tell me everything, he said, but what they want me to do, they want me to organize 20,000 metro buses for the entire East Coast. And he goes, like, there's something big coming. And he goes, I don't know because they don't tell me everything like I told you, but we have to be at a moment's notice to organize us. 20,000 metro buses. That's
unbelievable.
People each. That's standard, but you could actually jam pack a good 100 people in one of those buses if you had to. And he said this is something's coming down the pike because they're calling emergency meetings, and he showed me documents in his briefcase, and then we got to the internment camp thing, and he goes, and I said, I see more up in Devens, Massachusetts. And so he opens another document up. He goes, oh, hold on a second. And then he opens the document up. It shows me the satellite view and the statistic data of that camp. He goes, that's the place you're talking about? I'm like, yeah. And he said, they're building another one next door to it. It should be done by now, actually, he said.
You see?
And that's built to house the population of the area. Then he stated, he told me, he said, they're gonna start running, they told us that they're going to start running emergency disaster drills up in New England. And sure enough, when I went to Austin, I went back home before I moved down to Austin here in Rhode Island. Sure enough, when I was home that week, they started running disaster drills. FEMA, it was a joint operation with FEMA, Homeland Security, and the National Guard. They were running joint exercises for disaster training, just like he said that was going to happen. And they were doing the thing. Everything that he said there's going to be a guise of a disaster, you know, to pull the plug for martial law. And this was the eye awakening stuff. I mean, I already knew all this, but to hear it from the horse's mouth directly, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And,
it just confirmed what you already knew. Exactly. And you know what, Dan, with everything going on now, before, I don't know if you heard what I was talking about before you came on, but all around the West Coast, people are seeing military vehicles being transported on freight trains. I'm not talking about 5 vehicles, 10 vehicles, 15 vehicles. I'm talking about hundreds of vehicles, military personnel vehicles, and tanks. And also, you know the military vehicles with the Red Cross sign? That was also, because I watched the videos, that was also on the, those were also on the freight train. So first we have that. Well, no, actually, that's like the third thing that came up. First, we had the National Defense Authorization Act, which was signed by Obama in December 2011. I know you and I discussed that previously.
Yep.
And then you have the National Defense Preparedness Organization or something, where it talks about Obama. What was that?
Yeah, that's the camps there, the readiness camps, the re-education camps.
Yes.
All this came out this time. Then you had H.R. 647. That was H.R. 647. That was the no trespassing bill. In other words, any elected official that has Secret Service, you're not allowed to protest. This is total draconian. And Obama basically he continued the Patriot Act. Then he put on steroids when he signed the NDAA 2012 and no trespass H.R. 647 and. It just kept rolling out from there. Then the Army regulations, the bills, the Army field manuals just started popping out. And, you know, they got the New World Order set up. You know, the structure's already set up. We're waiting implementation.
You're right. Because when, you see, the thing is, the guy you spoke with probably couldn't, it's not that he couldn't tell you much more, but he probably didn't have access to a lot of the meetings or the information because of his clearance level. If he had a certain security level, security clearance level, he would have got to know everything. Just like, I don't know if you listen to John Moore, but John Moore had some sources in the military that were part of the continuity of government. And these military individuals were called in with their families about a month or so ago, back in the beginning of July, I think it was, like the second week in July, the first week in July, that his source in the Department of Homeland Security had advised him that the military had this briefing and the military members and their families had to sign a non-disclosure agreement before they even went into the meeting. And the military personnel and their families were basically saying that something big is going to happen. He did mention, like, Nibiru and everything. I don't know if you know about that, Nibiru, but that's another thing I usually discuss on my Earth Changes show. But he confirmed something big is going to happen and that the military and their families at a moment's notice needs to evacuate. So they have to pack their bag now, and this was a month ago. They had to pack their bag at that time, only the things that were necessary and only necessities they would pack, not everything, because they had to leave on a moment's notice. Also, I listened on the Alex Jones show. I think his name was Joe, and I heard that, a police officer in Missouri,
yep,
that said that something big is going down and he's in the police department there, and they're being trained for something. And in the radio show, you can hear how upset and how scared he was about what was going to happen. And so that's in Missouri. There's other police officers that were calling in. And
oh yeah, they're expecting October, November, you know, it's September, October, November. A lot of people are saying something big's coming down the pipe. Yeah, it's crazy stuff. And, Tom Head from Texas there, if you remember the news, how he said him and the sheriff said he'll back him, how basically they're raising the taxes a little bit to fund the police department. So, because they know when martial law hits and all that, they said they're going to be damned if UN troops are going to come marching through the streets and putting their citizens into camps and all that. So the judge is there. He and the sheriff knows, you know, what's coming, and they're preparing for it. They're ready to go to a shooting war with the government if they have to. And this was all, you know, man, if you read the article, man, he's just on fire, you know, saying, you know what, you're not coming to our town, you're not going to take our cities, you're not going to overthrow us. You know, we're ready to stand up, we're ready to fight. And every judge in the country, you know, every judge in the country, every sheriff in the country, every state policeman, every town cop, everything should be taking this as a lead and doing the same thing. You can tell the federal government, you know what, you want war, bring it on, we're ready for it. You know,
you're good. No, I love what you're talking about. I really do, and I'm so glad you called. I don't believe, like, I can't see, especially our own military, a lot of our military men and women that take that oath to protect the American people, to protect America and protect the American people. I can't see them really executing those orders. That's why I believe that those Russian troops were brought in. And I thought I saw the article. There was more, I think, I don't know if you know about this, but may have been Minnesota, possibly Minneapolis or something. Let me look it up. Where people have taken pictures of Russian Spetsnaz, of Russian troops coming in from there with tanks and everything, and they're setting up there as well. And the thing is, I think what they're doing is they're taking the Russian troops here, because we already know since May they've been in Colorado training with our military, and they're trying to say, oh, they're training for counterterrorism. That's awful right there. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking that these Russian troops, and again, this is just an epiphany I had, is that these Russian troops are being trained for when they do implement martial law. Because they know Russian troops, the Russians don't have any attachment to the American people. They're completely detached from the American people.
Oh, they would take pleasure. Are you kidding me? If they're told, go round up American citizens, be as bad as you want to be, they would take pleasure in doing so. Any
exactly.
Foreign troops.
Exactly.
And that's why they train the foreign troops. And this is all a record. They had Yugoslavia troops and Czechoslovakia troops and California, UN peacekeepers with, you know, brigades of them, you know, spotted driving down the highways in the state of Pennsylvania there. Yeah, it's just all over the country that's going on.
It is, I know. I will tell you, here in Brooklyn, I was driving a couple of months ago, and I have the pictures, on the Gowanus Expressway. I don't know if you're familiar with that. The Gowanus Expressway, no matter what time of day you're on, is like a big parking lot. So I was driving on the Gowanus Expressway to downtown Brooklyn. I usually take it because it's just a shortcut. So I was driving, and I actually seen, like, a military vehicle convoy on the Gowanus Expressway in Brooklyn. So I'm like, this is crazy. I need to take a picture of this. So I don't want to get caught taking pictures, because they probably would have confiscated my phone. And, I mean, they can confiscate whatever they want. If I want to take pictures of a vehicle, I'm going to do it. But I was also on the way. I was kind of in a hurry to work, so I wanted to kind of remain as conspicuous as possible. So I waited for all them to pass, and I took, like, an angle photo of it. I still have to upload it from my phone. But I took the photo of the rear car and the second to rear car. And then 2 days later, I was driving on the Belt Parkway going east, and there was another military convoy of vehicles going west on the Belt Parkway. When do you see that on the Belt Parkway? It was just absolutely insane. So I took pictures of those, too. But it's happening. You're right, Dan. It's happening all over the place. There are people. I tell truck drivers, watch out and report back to me and tell me what you see. Because who better to ask than a truck driver? They're on the road all the time. You know, I'm sure a lot of them see this. And a few of them were posting that they've seen this, like in different blogs and stuff. They're truck drivers and they've actually seen this. And then you had the National Defense Authorization Act. Oh, and what I was trying to say was the National Defense Resources Preparation, that if what Obama signed into that, which designates certain agencies to handle certain areas like equipment, farming, food, water, but most of it is going to be controlled by, guess what, DHS.
Well,
yeah, it's called the National Defense Resources Preparedness. Executive order, it assigns department agencies to identify, assess, be prepared, improve the efficiency, and foster cooperation. Foster cooperation. That's HR, HR 1540-265, so page 265, is also part of the National Defense Authorization Act that discusses and defines what a terrorist is. And the first description is a person who planned, authorized, committed, and aided the terrorist attacks that occurred on 9/11/2001. Let's not get into that. And then any person that is involved or associated with any terrorist organization, including Al-Qaeda, and also any person who is commits a belligerent act. But what concerns me about that, Dan, is anybody can fall under that. It is so broad a statement, a definition, that anyone can fall under that. So just say somebody wants to protest some sort of government policy, and they're at a protest. You know how protests become violent. Why do protests become violent? It's not the people that are protesting that are the ones who start the violence. It's the law enforcement that comes in, drawing guns and batons, and starts hitting people too. Or people get intimidated when they see that. And then certain groups of people, you know, that shouldn't be at the protest are the ones engaging in criminality. But the thing is, anybody protesting could be considered belligerent, no?
Yep. Oh, yeah, anybody is a protester, is a belligerent, a terrorist, you know, they should seek psychological help, they're dangerous people. I mean, the list goes on with the, you know, this in the MIAC report, Homeland Security's Endgame and all this other, you know, the FBI's Project Megiddo and all that. And it's just, it's nuts. And they're just turning this into a complete nanny state. You know, the state is God, the state's your boss, you know, the state raises your kids. You don't teach your kids family moral values. You let the state do it. You know, it's so diabolical what's going on. You know, I'm just disgusted. And the thing is, the more disgusted I get, the more, you know, it puts the gas in my tank to, you know, lead a charge against this damn New World Order. You know, and, I told the New World Order right out on the nightly news Thursday night. It's like, you know, I'm declaring war, information war on the New World Order. Yeah, I'm not going to stop because I made a covenant with God, you know, years ago. And I told him, like, I'm going to be a thorn in the side of the New World Order. Into my last dying breath, I'm going to do everything I can day and night to fight against these global scum. You know, and I'm not, you know, because like, today's church is out there. I'm a Christian and all that, but the average church out there, the 501c3 churches, teach Christians to keep your mouth shut, don't challenge authority. Lay down the tyranny, don't worry, God will handle it. No, that's not what God said. God says, you know, you turn the other cheek when somebody has assaulted you, sure. But when tyranny, when you're face-to-face with evil and tyranny, you're not to keep your mouth shut. You're to boldly stand in the face of evil with no fear and expose the scum for what they are. You know, that's what a real Christian is. That's what a real American is. You know, even if you're not a Christian, that's what a real American is. You know, you stand in the face of evil like our founding fathers, too. The prophets and the Bible and all that. They stood in the face of evil, and they didn't care what happened to them. They didn't care if they lost their life. You know, like back in, even up to the 1800s, if you went in the town and said, you know, I'm removing the Ten Commandments from the Capitol, those people would grab guns if they had to. They would give their lives to make sure that damn thing stood up. Now today, they don't even challenge it. I mean, you got these atheists running wild, and, you know, they're taking on anything to do with God, and the churches are, oh, you know, I'm just going to sit, and, you know, like Ned Flanders, you know, on The Simpsons there. I'm going to sit right there in my pew, and I'm just going to pray about it. No, that's not what a Christian's supposed to be. And, again, if you're not a Christian, that's not what America's supposed to be. You know, we have a tyrannical government coming after us. For, you know, they want a new world order. And for any American right now to sit there, oh, you know, there's nothing we could do about it. Oh, you say, well, it's not going to happen here. You know what? That's what the Germans said. But if you're saying, oh, there's nothing we can do, you're a lousy, poor excuses American. You should stand up, grow some kahunas, guy or girl, whoever you are, stand up and do something, something in this new revolution. You know,
no, you're right, Dan. No, you're right, Dan. Like I was saying before, I don't know if you heard what I was saying, but I think the problem is with a lot of Americans, I think that either they're in denial of what's happening, they really don't believe that their government would do something like this to them. And that's where I think where the problem lies. It's just that, let me tell you something, several years ago I would never have believed this, but in doing my own research and obtaining credible information, I can't say that this isn't going on. I mean, this is a quote from Henry Kissinger. This is what he says. These are not my words. This is Henry Kissinger, and I'm going to quote. Because the World he was, of course, you know, part of the World Affairs Council press conference he attended in 1994, this was. He said this in 94, so we know for years this has been planned and this has been going on. We know that. The New World Order cannot happen without U.S. participation, as we are the most significant single component. Yes, there will be a new world order, and it will force the United States to change its perceptions. That's from Henry Kissinger. And then let's go on to David Rockefeller. That's another one. David Rockefeller says, more than a century ideological extremists at either an end of the political spectrum had seized upon well-publicized incidents such as my encounter with Castro to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim would wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty and proud of it. So David Rockefeller is confirming the claims that have been stated against him for one world government. People said that he was part of a secret cabal working against best interests. He says in his own words, after he says that he's been alleged part of this, he says he stands guilty and proud of it. So he's agreeing with what people have said about him. And he had this in his own book called Memoirs.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, you know, you go up to a normal average and say, oh, no, you're a conspiracy guest. You don't know what you're talking about. When these criminal scum go out openly all the time, write books, memoirs, and all the stuff stating what they want to do to us in plain sight. And those quotes made by scum David Rockefeller and scum Henry Kissinger, these guys are pure evil. And again, you know, if you want to get to the philosophical view, and people out there, listen, if you don't believe in God, that's your choice. Nobody's going to persecute you for that. But the thing is, you need to realize, people out there, that these people serve a God, but it's Lucifer. These people are evil people. The people who run this planet are evil. I don't care if
you're atheist or
whatever. These people
look at Bohemian Grove.
Exactly.
Bohemian Grove. Alex Jones taped the whole thing.
Yep.
In the early days. What was it? That was like in the 80s, right? He snuck in? That was awesome. I saw the video. But for Henry Kissinger to say something like David Rockefeller, I mean, these are people who have been public figures, political figures rather, and they're admitting to this, being involved in this. And then the American people want to deny that this even exists.
Unbelievable. And they often call the global government. How many times do you hear that voice is just crawling through me like a bunch of maggots just like eating through my flesh. The head and kissing just saying, hey, we need a new world order. You know, how many times has he said this on in interviews, on the news, talking about how we need a new world order and talk about globalism and all that. Then you have David Rockefeller, the scum of the earth, you know. Yeah, these people, just you look into the eyes, all you see is black, bottomless pit, soulless people. You know, it's just, oh, man, these people really get at me. And, like, you know what, I hope one day I could confront these guys, you know, so I could give them a piece of my mind. And
don't you wish you could just call them on the phone and just tell them? I really hope some of them are listening now, because now they're listening, and they know that we know now, and they've been knowing that we know what's going on. So there's another quote from Henry Kissinger that definitely applies. This was made in 1991. But listen to this. It says, today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that they were an outside threat, that they were an outside threat from beyond.
Yeah, and then about him saying military men are nothing but a bunch of dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. You know,
that's exactly what he said.
A direct smack to in the face of anybody that's in or was in the military. You know, and then you people out there right now listening, if you're in the military, and you have the nerve to call us terrorists or anti-American, you know what? Your government hates you, okay? Get this through your head. Your United States government hates you, okay? The globalists hate you because they know if you were to become aware, if at least 50% of the United States Armed Forces was to become aware of what was going on, that New World Order would crumble like a house of cards.
Yep.
They know this. That's why they hate you. That's why they do medical experiments, psyops, everything else on you, and to say, you know, you're fighting this fake war and terrorism, you know what I mean? And again, the military out there, even the police, the sheriffs, if you were to become aware, even half of you, of what was going on, this global system would crumble. And, you know, during the revolution, it was about 5%, not even, of the population that was awake, and we still won. And today, I have to say, we have a good, out of the whole country, there has to be only 45-50% of the people that have some knowledge and, you know, that don't trust the government. So we have a better advantage in the revolution.
I have to play, I'm so sorry, Dan, I have to cut you off. Can you sing on for a minute? Do you mind? Because I wanted to bring something up about Agenda 21. So, all right, people, Dan and I will be back in about 3 minutes. I just have to go to a commercial. I'm just trying to find my commercial. All right, here it is.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood.
Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up.
To bring you
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million-dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
Rob Nellen Live is a show exposing the fallacy of the right-left paradigm while promoting liberty and freedom. A plethora of guests will challenge the establishment, mainstream media, the New World Order, and hopefully you. Listen to Rob Nellen Live Sundays between 3 and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
All right, everybody. You with Valerie Ann, Truth Exposition Show with Dan Vitandi. Dan, you there?
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry.
Hey. No, that's okay. Yeah, what I wanted to do is I've been researching, obviously, Agenda 21. I wanted to get into it just a little bit tonight. I actually watched your segment, and I thought it was very interesting. I'm so glad that you actually covered it. I watch it. Thanks for sharing it with me. I also shared it on my Facebook, I believe. Now, the philosophy behind Agenda 21, where there was a comparison chart that I found, and there's part of it that says individual rights of U.S. Declaration of Independence. So under the U.S. Declaration of Independence, it says that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Then the Community Rights, U.N. Declaration of Human Rights, which is under Agenda 21, is the comparison of that, that says rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. And I find that very, very disturbing. And the U.S., of course, Declaration of Independence says you are born with rights, government exists to protect them. And then the Community Rights, again, U.N. Declaration of Human Rights, and the comparison says government grants, restricts, or withdraws your rights according to its needs. So that is the comparison of the philosophy behind Agenda 21. Now, there's also an individual, Harvey Rubin, who is a clerk of the courts in Miami-Dade County. He's a chair of Climate Change Advisory Task Force and a keynote speaker at the ICLEI in 2010. His quote was, "Individual rights will have to take a back seat to this collective in the process," and this was in the process of implementing sustainable development. Now, when I did my research, let me pull it up. The definition, let me get it. The definition of, oh God, where is it? Sustainable, here it is. Sustainable development, according to, that's Clinton that came up with that term, is economic growth that will benefit if present in the present and future generations without detrimentally affecting resources or biological systems of the planet.
Unbelievable.
It really, really is. So I know that you had kind of discussed it, and I liked your guest, so I went to his website that he mentioned on the and I'm going to actually want to share that in the chat of your segment with him. Copaz, his name is, right?
Yep, Dave Copaz, C-O-P-A-C-Z, the C is silent,
yeah.
So it's Copaz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But if you can, can you discuss that just a little bit of what you kind of discussed with your guests,
oh, sure,
for our listeners?
Oh, sure. And there's so much involved with Agenda 21. The Agenda 21 covers everything, like from eugenics to sustainable development, which is what you just talked about. And basically all it is the 1930s eugenics mixed with the communist system. That's what it
right.
is. And, the UN calls Agenda 21 is just another name for communism plus eugenics. That's all it is. And it's a new fancy name today. And they claim, you know, the front side of it, oh, we're helping the Earth. You know, we want you to sell your property. We don't want you owning property on ocean fronts or out in the wilderness because, you know, anybody who's seen the map they have, what the hell is that map
yes.
called? It's disgusting. I mean, they plot off blot off parts of the United States that are red, that off limits to human beings, period. And the yellow zones is very extremely limited human use, and the yellow and red take up just about the whole country. Now you have the little black spots and everything. That's where they call smart zones. They want everybody, and that's why these sustainable development conferences come in. They go all over major cities across the United States. Anybody who's seen advertising for a sustainable development conference, city, state, or whatever, local, and what it is that they're trying to convince homeowners, it's good for the planet that you sell your home. And the thing is, they're openly calling to abolish private property. They don't want people owning their own house. They don't
no,
want
they
owning
don't.
Your own car. And it goes farther. I mean, we could be here for 3 hours, and I still wouldn't even touch the tip of the iceberg about Agenda 21. It is
exactly.
that diabolical, folks. That diabolical.
Exactly.
And it's just like even stuff we didn't really touch on too much last night on my interview with Dave Copaz about the eugenics side of it. I mean, yeah, it's a power grab. It's for land grabbing. It's to confine all human beings into little metro zones. You know, when you go to school, right, you're a kid, you're told, first of all, if you want to have a kid, you have to get permission from the state, and the state raises your child. And when you're told, since you went to school, do your gene pool, they study through your gene pool, and figure out what you're going to be. You don't have a choice. They say, you're going to be this, you're going to be a janitor, or you're going to be a assistant manager at a store or something. That's what you're going to be. That's it. And it's one-child policy, and most of the people are sterile as it is. Yeah, I mean, you're living in the 16-by-12 room, I think it is, for your home, and you're not allowed to drive those. Only privileged people, preferably the rich, you know what I mean, and are able to drive vehicles, and you're told what to eat. I mean, you get limited choices for dinner or something. It is draconian. And the thing is, before this even happens, they're going to depopulate most of the earth.
Exactly, and that's what's going to happen. You know what gets me is that urban. I'm going to use New York City as one of them because, of course, I live here and I'm familiar with it. When there are so many like old historical buildings that were taken down, several of them in New York City that were these developments that were built and replace these historical buildings. They are like condominiums. They're being built all over the city, and I'm sure all over the country, obviously, they're being built. But I'm just going to use New York City as one example. And when you go into these apartments are so small, but they're extremely expensive. And I believe that these developments are part of the Agenda 21 because they want to cram as many people into urban areas because it's easy. It's a population that's easily controlled. So
yes,
to me, that's why they're building these. I mean, that's what I'm getting from this whole thing. 60% of the American population right now live in urban areas. They're trying to get a higher percentage.
Look what they're doing now. They're already conditioning people. Anybody that knows old, you know, the old 1800s, early 1900s, yarn mills or whatever kind of mill it is, they get these big giant mills. These land developers, what they do is they buy the mill and they convert them to apartments. Now, some of these places have 400 or 500 apartments in one building. And you got God knows how many people in that one building, jam-packing them. They got a gym in there, everything they need. And sometimes they even have a little store in the complex there. But, you know, they're already conditioning people for this. And then they make it a little bit affordable, and they put, you know, hub, Section 8, whatever they call it, for people who can't afford the other space. So they jam them into these apartment buildings to cram them in like rats. And, you know, this is a pretext of what's to come. You know, and they don't want you owning that, you know, retiring and owning that nice, beautiful home on the ocean front or out in the middle of the woods, you know.
They don't want that, Dan. They don't want you to own property. Let me tell you something. Even in New York, the average person cannot even purchase a home. I spoke about this in one of my shows a couple of weeks ago. They're making it virtually impossible for anybody to buy a home. The homes here in New York, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. I'm talking about in a typical what used to be the middle class. We don't have a middle class anymore. Now we're, to me, the new working poor, because we can't afford to buy homes with our families. So we're forced to be in rental apartments in small spaces. To me, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and if people want to call me a conspiracy theorist, then go ahead. But this is my assessment. They want people to be in very small apartments crammed together because it's easily controlled. Now, I have a caller. Do you mind if I bring in a caller?
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right, 646, you're on the line. You're live. 646, you there?
All right, sorry. I was muted.
Okay. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
All right. Good. Thanks. All right.
Good.
I'm good. You know what else I think they do with this? Like the what you brought up about the, you know, the tiny little spaces, the little apartments. Yeah, I think they, you know, definitely it's, you know, it's complicated. So there's one part of them, you know, the mind control people, they're gathering information. So they got people in little small places, but they're, you know, and they got people in the slums and they're observing here and there. But here's the other thing that's going on is, remember, you know, they've been pushing things on paper. You know, like everything's like, remember that Popeye cartoon? Remember Wimpy? I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. So it's like ever since, like that was, of course that was profound because that's what was going on. They were starting that concept. And so what's going on, you know, the way we really deal with real estate on paper, voting's on paper. Electoral votes is on paper. Hey, here's a proposal. Hey, you know, here's the grant money. And, oh, I got to show you what I did. Hey, I helped 5,000 people. Well, you know what else they're doing? If you search the internet with name searches, is there's a big thing about identity going on. So, you know, people who have that particular job and who don't give a flying you know what about telling the truth, well, you know, they're right there, you know, as the death records come in, you know, and maybe one day they go, ooh, look, nobody's going to miss this identification. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah, but Sabra, you're in the five boroughs along with me. So you see it happening, all the condom, all those. I mean, think about all, like Dan was talking about Section 8 housing. They are crammed in these apartments, and there's so many of them. And even with my job, I see them all the time, and I go to them all the time. And people are crammed in these, like, little apartments. And again, Section 8 is part of the government's plan of control. They want more people on welfare than they want people having jobs.
They're
all there.
I think it was a man. I don't like the cops.
Oh, Sarah, hold on one second. What was that, Dan?
Look what Obama did not too long ago. He was threatening, he was holding your Social Security over here, so you might not get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, everybody's on Social Security. Now, I know a lot of people want. So if that check didn't come in, that would have destroyed a lot of people's lives. I mean, my mother, for one, she's, like, disabled. And a lot of my family members, the older ones, they're not Social Security because they worked their butts off all their life. And now that they were scared for the first time in their life, they're like, oh, wow, you know, what do we do if we can't pay our rent? You know, we're going to get asses thrown on, excuse my language, thrown out on the street.
Okay.
And, you know, and they want everybody under their control so they can hold it over your head, because now when the whole system's under their control, they can say, you know what, if you don't succeed to this rule of law, you don't accept Gender 21, guess what, you're not getting your money. You're not going to be able to work.
I know that. They're and they're all over the place. I mean, the SWAT team and the, you know, you guys, if you're in New York, you know this, right? You've seen them. And yeah, it's the 9/11 weekend coming up. But here's, like, what I'm wondering. Not only where is some lawyer, just some lawyer, who says, no, it's not like that. Because even I, who am not a lawyer, when you were reading those things, Val, a few minutes ago, I mean, I could have come right back and said, no, actually, what about this? Why hasn't anybody said that? Why hasn't anybody said to one of those guys in those navy blue uniforms who's walking on the street, just because we need to know, excuse me, like, what's going on? Well, why are you here? Why hasn't anybody said there aren't any here?
No, you're right. This, you know what it is? I know you and I, Sarah, discussed that, you know, after 9/11 and even currently in Grand Central Station and Penn Station, they still have armed military there. Why are the armed military still there? Like, the thing is, after 9/11, you know, it was, you know, they were claiming it as, you know, you feel safe this way. So that was just the beginning of the police state.
How many terrorists have you ever heard of?
To tell you the truth, I traverse the streets in Brooklyn and New York City. I haven't seen one, and I haven't seen anything. You know, it's like they put this whole thing.
I don't even know anybody who has seen one. Have you even know anybody who has ever seen one?
No. No. But they put this fear in people's heads, and a lot of New Yorkers feel, oh, well, I feel safer that they're here, because they're selling you a false sense of security. That false sense of security is masked as security.
But why aren't lawyers just, like, it's easy to me. I can see it as I hear it. It's like, why aren't there lawyers doing that? Are there really no lawyers at all in this country who, like, really, there's none? Then, you know, I mean, I don't know.
There may be. Let me tell you something. There may be lawyers trying to fight this. But the thing is, it's not publicized in the mainstream media. They're not allowed to talk about it. Remember, the mainstream media is controlled by corporations and the government. Well, it's controlled by corporations who control the government.
They won't tell you that. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's the same scenario. They'll tell you that, you know, most scientists know that. I'm not getting into this debate, but they'll tell you most scientists don't believe. Most scientists believe in evolution when it's actually the other way around. The mainstream media makes it sound like they do when they don't. And but it's the same thing. Yeah, you have tons of people. You have patriotic groups, militia groups, and everything rising all over the place. But mainstream media will not talk about it because they're afraid once, you know, people become aware of this, people are going to question why they're doing it, then when they find out, they're going to do it themselves. And that's why returning veterans are our number one targets on Homeland Security. To listen now on the MIAC report, anybody who's a protester, what you're doing, Valerie, you're considered a terrorist under the MIAC report and the endgame and everything. What I'm doing, we're all doing, you know, and you question the system, you're a terrorist. You should be executed, bottom line. And that's why there's stake and fear into all the people's hearts, you know, the regular citizens out there, because they want you to keep your mouth shut and do what you're told. But, you know, I'm not keeping my mouth shut. Valerie's not keeping her mouth shut. And we're not going to do it with folks. We're going to defy you every which way, even if it's our death, and even if it's my death on the line right there, I will defy you, the world order, into my dying breath. Bottom line, you will not get the fear and intimidation on me.
But why are they belligerent? Did they really use that word belligerent? Is that really written in there, belligerent? See, right there, They lose.
Yep.
Everybody
I have it. It says, I have a copy of the NDAA that deems a terrorist someone who engages in a belligerent act. Now, let me tell you something. There was a federal judge. There was a federal judge. I forgot his name, and I have the article. I know I have it. I have so many articles. I can't even begin to tell you, and I tried organizing them. I did, and this judge said, even a judge, a federal judge said that the language in the National Defense Authorization Act is too broad. And this judge felt, and I'm not quoting him completely, but he felt that this can be used against anyone. So even a federal judge, and again, I wish I had his name, said that this language needs to be clarified and this language needs to be changed because belligerent is a very broad word. So you can be – right now, I can be considered belligerent because I am opposing government policy and the future implementation of martial law. I mean, even a couple months ago –
There's an argument. This is logic. This is Latin. And I'm not even a lawyer. It's called argumentum ad baculum. Any lawyer should be able to get up there and go, you know why this doesn't cut it? Because it's based on argumentum ad baculum. And everybody, that's the only one, the logical argument, that you know what it is? It means it is because I said so, which means that there's already an authority figure in place, which actually, no. If you really take the Constitution there and look at it, no, it's set up like this. I hear that you're changing the subject, and yeah, I hear that you're doing this. It's just like when you talk to a person who does that, who cannot...
Well, like I said, Sarah, I believe that there are lawyers fighting this, but it's not going to be publicized. They're not going to come out. Mainstream media is not going to come out and say, there's an attorney that is actually, you know, there's a bunch of attorneys fighting the NDAA. They're not, especially during election time, they're not going to allow that to happen.
I wanted to add in, I have a good friend who's a state representative in the state of Rhode Island. His name is Dan Gordon. Now, of course, the mainstream media didn't plug this, but he was the first politician to stand up fully against the NDAA 2012, and he had some success in the State House, and he ignored parts of it because the state wouldn't ignore the entire thing, so... He succeeded in ignoring parts of them detaining American citizens in the state of Rhode Island, and he made that a law. I mean, this guy is hardcore. This guy is one of the only politicians I know personally, and I know at all, actually, that is 100% on our page, and he stands up. I mean, you should see him on the meetings they have on C-SPAN and whatnot. You know, but the Rhode Island version, he is hardcore. He yells and screams at politicians for making unconstitutional laws. I mean, he fights tooth and nail. This guy is a George Washington of the state of Rhode Island. And
His name is
career here, but I told him to go further. He needs to run for governor and work his way up because we need more politicians to follow suit like this guy does.
Well, think about what the Obama administration is doing now. The Obama administration right now is stepping all over Congress and taking away Congress's powers. If you look at the NDAA, and if you look at the national preparedness doctrine that they wrote, that takes all the powers away from Congress. And Obama's given all the powers, it looks like, to DHS.
Oh, no.
Obama
said when John McCain gave the bill, basically, to go bomb Libya, Obama signs in Congress says, what are you doing? And this is on record. Obama, and of course the mainstream media won't touch it, but Obama quotes just like this, I don't take my orders from Congress anymore. My marching orders come from the United Nations. This is on record. And that is treason right there. That is treason. You should be in jail right now.
You know what we can do? That's right. But you know what we can do instead of that? There's people. You know what? The people in all of the countries, the people, that's what's going to win this thing. People love their country and their culture. It's not just us.
Exactly.
But they can try their goofy bullshit. But there's people in other countries, too. People like, I'm going to say it again, people like their countries, and just like we do. And so as soon as the truth comes out and we all start speaking each other's language, that's going to go. Because they can prove it that, oh, yeah, this government, we okayed this, and they signed that bill back in 62 and back in 40, you know, 43 when they were doing it. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. But, once again, the people in this world, we're not saying that we want a war with each other just because we don't want a United Nations government. That's not it. We don't like what the United Nations government is doing. Period. We say that. No, you're right. You're right. It is the United Nations, and we don't like what you're doing. Let's get back to that topic.
Huh? I know the show is broadcast worldwide, and people listening all over the world right now need to understand the UN is the enemy, okay?
Yep.
They want people in Jamaica got their customs, people in Puerto Rico got their customs. See, the UN wants to take not all your, they want to take everybody's customs away and force you into a one world system.
That's it. It's not about that. We say to them, you know what? We know that already. It's not an issue. Hey, by the way, when they bring it to us, oh, by the way, it's the United Nations. No, by the way, we've known that for a long time. By the way, we're still going to hear the address that we don't like what you're doing. Period. None of us in the whole world.
Well, look at the UN gun treaty, what they're trying to do. I mean, this is just, everything already started already. But, yeah, we can fight as much as we possibly can and protect ourselves against this martial law and this new world order. But the thing is, when they pass, and I have a really sick feeling that this UN treaty is going to pass. I hope it does not, but they're already in negotiations. There should be a decision on it soon. The first minute that is passed, I have a feeling that you're going to be people who are registered gun owners are going to be paid a visit by police, by the soldiers and everything, by the National Guard, and to confiscate your weapons. They know that we have the power.
You
know what I mean? They know the people have the power.
I do. I totally agree with you. But you know what else? You know what I think, Obama? You know why he passed the equal marriage thing? Listen, you know why I think he passed this equal marriage thing? Because then once they get in the United Nations, it's going to be counted as two equal people. See, you know how the people are, the numbers are important? You know, all of a sudden we're going to have two presidents. See, it's a head count. It's got anything to do with that he sanctions gay marriage. That's what it's shit like that.
Well,
that's what brings to their attention. Oh, by the way, we know this. So TSA, we're listening. See, I know it. We're ahead of you. Stupid goofball.
Yeah. I have 2 minutes left, people. I'm so sorry. I just want to give you a warning.
Can I add something real quick about the gun treaty?
Of course.
I went on record on my show, Truth Radio. I went on record. I told people right when the gun treaty failed, I said there was going to be a shooting. I said there was going to be a shooting. There was, you know, the Batman mask and everything.
Yeah,
I also went on after the shooting, and I said this ain't over. There's going to be another one, and there was another one. And I said they're going to attack something to do with school the kids next to put the icing on the cake. And sure enough, what happened? Bam, they did it. You know, there was a shooting on a school. And
exactly.
This is ugly. And it's not that I'm a psychic, not at all, because I know the minds of these scum. Okay, I know
exactly
what they're planning, and they'll shoot kids dead just to get their way. Unfortunately, I was hoping and praying I was wrong about that, but unfortunately we had to shoot at the school and everything. But what's next, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be another Columbine massacre. And I'm telling you,
it's
right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel it.
It's true.
If this Sprint treaty fails again, there's going to be a huge, and this time they won't need no treaty. Obama's going to use executive power to overthrow the government. Say, in other words, he's going to use the executive orders, PD-51, to say no more guns, period. And this is going to be staged from another Columbine shooting.
That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have a bunch of false flags. All right, everybody, I'm so sorry. It's 12 o'clock. Dan, thank you so much for calling in.
Welcome.
Sarah, thank you for so much calling in. I have a show tomorrow, again, Truth Exposition number 2, and it's from 10:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be discussing Earth Changes. Dan, thank you again. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Sarah.
God bless.
God bless. Bye.